This is Lunatic Radio.
I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. I've been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
Fucking cunt, lick, ball, sucker, bitch head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my thing.
Hello, everyone. It is the LunaticRadio.com show and I'm very low, Rob.
You're low?
I can't hear myself.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm
hungover. I hear you. So make yourself louder in the headphones.
In the cans?
This is,
in the cans?
This is why you do pre-show testing.
No, I like to... This is how I waste time on a show by not doing pre-show.
This is how we kill 5 minutes.
Uh-huh. Oh, ooh, I can hear myself now.
There you go.
Welcome, everybody, to the LunaticRadio.com show. It is beautiful outside in New York.
And we're inside.
And we're inside. So, have fun outside, people. Okay.
While you're enjoying your day outside, go fuck yourself.
Yes. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Oh, by the way, I'm Kieran. That's Rock.
Hi!
And in the studio today is our boss guy.
Boss guy.
The guy.
The guy. His name is Ray Garcia. And he's from San Jose, California. It's TPX Ray. We call him UB Ray right now.
What up? Yeah, I actually can hear myself now.
Yeah. Can you hear yourself?
You got to say something.
Yo, yes, I can.
There you
What's
go.
Happening, man?
Yeah. And the beautiful Asian sensation, Jen.
Hello, hello.
Sport buffet.
Sport buffet.
Sport buffet.
Yeah. I'm going to be very kooky today.
Jen is very Asian.
Yes.
Not really.
No.
You try to play it off. They figure it out.
Can you do the Asian accent just for a
little bit? Welcome to Sport Buffet.
See? That's Asian.
Like, that's just solid, just like the clip.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's totally like... Actually, Ray doesn't have a clip. He just makes me say it over and over again. That show.
I poke her with a stick.
Welcome to Spot Buffet.
Yeah, we had the big bar night last night. And I don't know.
that's pretty much summed it up.
That was it.
I just can't think. I'm going to be no help to anybody today on the show.
It was a good time.
No, it was a great time. I way overdid it.
I think Rock and I figured out this morning that we were there for, what, 9 hours?
9 hours.
9 hours.
We showed up at the place at 6, and we didn't leave till 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
I think we were all tanked. Well, half of us were tanked before we watched the start showing
the first
up.
Hour, yeah. Kieran was just done.
Yeah, well, when did we get there?
Like last year, I looked, dude, I'm so drunk.
I knew Kieran was in trouble when it was about 8 o'clock, and him and I kind of, he was coming out of the bathroom, and I was going in, and for a split second, he didn't know who I was, and he went, oh, hey!
Yeah.
And then he goes, what'd you say to some guy in the stall? The guy's a homo. He'll suck your dick or something like that.
Yeah, but no, you came into the bathroom, and I knew it was a bad night because I didn't know who you were.
The night turned very, very gay.
Oh my God, it totally did.
It always does.
I was a little embarrassed.
Ray was like, I can't believe I'm paying these guys.
I think we started yelling out Ray wanted to blow me or something.
We need to start renegotiating after tonight's show.
Yeah.
No, it was good. And thanks to everybody that came out.
Yes, it was a good
for
time.
For the bar night that was on Bleecker Street at Thunder Jackson's in Manhattan.
Yes.
Thank you to Thunder Jackson's.
And the hamburgers.
And the hamburgers. Oh, hamburgers. They had great fucking hamburgers at this place.
It was pretty
good.
What
was it called?
The Dirty Burger.
Dirty Burger.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah, and if you really, all you needed was the meat. You didn't need, like, the bun or anything.
If Kira's like, can I get cheddar and bacon? And the guy's like, no.
No,
he said no. And they bring it out, and it's like a special burger, and throw up on the show, Kieran, I'm getting from the chat room. I already did that, actually, before the show.
Pre-show.
But they bring you out the burger, and it's $1 million fucking, this burger.
It was literally just a piece of meat on a bun.
Yeah.
There was nothing else. No lettuce, no tomato.
It had some sort of dry rub on there.
Yeah. It's the dirty rub, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dirty rub. Big slab of meat, dude.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm going back there just to get it. You're right. Are we losing you again?
I might.
Before the show, it was the most violent puking that I've heard in a long time. It literally sounded like someone was kicking
like
his ass in there.
Beating the crap out of a hippo or something. growling.
I just fucking puked my ass off.
It kind of sounded like this. I can't even listen to
that. Lord, that is almost spot on.
I know.
Wow. That's how Kieran throws up. It's just kind of
Isn't that me? That's me right
that
there.
That is you.
Yeah.
That's that gargling. Ugh. Gross. Actually, when you went in the bathroom before, I had to put my headphones on because I just couldn't.
Oh, it's terrible.
You're the worst person to listen to throwing up because it's just.
Oh, no. The hell is coming out of me.
Yeah, the sound.
is coming out of me.
You puked at the bar yesterday, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I puked at the bar. Pretty much what we're going to do today is I'm going to try to struggle through 3 hours of radio and we'll talk about bar night.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is fucking hurting big time today.
This is our pattern. This is how we do the show. We do 20 minutes of show leading up to bar night, and then when we actually have the bar night, we do the whole show based on it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's great. It's
yeah.
Time fillers.
This is how radio works.
But it'll be good. We have some audio clips from last night, and
we do.
Kieran and all his wit from last night.
Very drunk.
Very gay.
Very gay. Everything was very gay.
Yeah, it turned uber gay.
Kieran used the word penetrate last night.
I wanted to penetrate rock. For some reason.
It was a very uncomfortable feeling last night.
Yeah.
And I did say at one point, I was trying to get Ray to suck. I don't know. I don't know what I said. Jen was there. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. I was pretty tanked, too. Not as soon as you were, but definitely by the end of the night.
Actually, it was kept on telling you. I was like, Jen, you know, pace yourself because, you know, it's going to be a long... It was like 9 o'clock and just like...
I didn't fall over, though. I could walk out on my own.
Yeah.
Mm. Like some people here.
4 foot sack of potatoes, Kieran.
God, you are a mess on that train, man.
Oh, I know.
On the train?
Yeah. When they called the train stop and you just wouldn't get up, I just grabbed your shirt like, get up. I am not missing my train.
I don't remember the ride home.
No, I don't think
absolutely.
You did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I was turning myself like, get up. And then Rocket's like, no, just grabs you and just like picks you up. I'm like, all right.
Not missing my stop with you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But even still in his drunken stupor state, he still had the wherewithal to put his hand on your ass.
Oh, yeah.
He had the worst.
It's something to hold on to.
It's a 13. It's a 13 out of 10. Look at it. All night.
I think the consensus was a 15 by
Ray,
the end of the night.
Ray, look at it, Ray. Look at it. It's a 13.
Kieran's line of the night, you smell like cake.
Oh, that, yeah.
I know.
Cake.
I don't know. What
I mean. I think someone else like was like, I was kind of like, what the fuck, right? Cake? And then this other chick comes, she's like, I don't think you smell like a pastry or any form of baked good. I'm like, why, thank you. It's very nice.
Maybe a bagel.
Yeah. Maybe just like a whole lot of carbs.
I lose a lot of brain power when I get hammered. I don't have any brain power today. I can't even think. But we're going to go and do some fun stuff on the radio show. So I hope you people are ready to sit back and listen to whatever the hell we talk about.
Radio hijinks.
It's going to be fun. Do you want to do the clips, Rock?
Yeah, might as well. Now, these aren't edited, so we'll see how it goes.
Show prep.
But you should do it in the order. So do five first.
Five first?
Yeah, because that was earlier in the night.
So Rock brought his Zoom, what is it called?
Yeah, the Zoom H2 recorder.
Yeah.
The mic recorder.
And I guess, what did you do? Like, ask questions of people?
Yeah, just went around, just started talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just what they thought of the show, LOL.
Right. And this is audio of it. So we'll play this. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. All right, we got Naked Jedi. Johnny, he's smooth-talking Jen right now.
I'm going to interrupt. Is this the contest? Because we had a bunch of...
No, that was before the contest.
Okay. As you can see, very festive. How many people were there?
It's
600?
The Starbucks coffee hour coming up.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come over here. What? It's the microphone. So say your name.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
With the Pope.
Exactly.
I have something even better.
All right, here we go. All right,
wait. No, I have a camera that you can videotape people and record what they're saying.
No. We don't like pictures. Because I'm an ugly motherfucker, so you don't want to see my face. Okay.
Bye.
All right, what's your name?
Lauren.
Were you using the recording thing just to talk to chicks?
Pretty much.
Well done.
And Lauren, what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
Honestly, I've never heard of it.
Thank you. And that right there is our demographic. I'm going to keep trying this. All right. What's your name?
Chris.
Chris, what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
I can't hear you. It's too loud in here.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's perfect.
Hold on. Girls gone wild moment. Oh, I'm showing my tits. You can't believe it, but I am.
That's the drunk guy.
That's audio gold. I'm going to make that fucking my cell phone ringtone.
Look at me doing quick jokes on the fly. A little ringtone joke.
I'm a wacky radio guy.
I'm going to make that my ringtone. It was so amazing.
I couldn't just say ringtone. I say cell phone ringtone.
Right.
Yeah, as compared to that other ringtone.
Yeah, right. The one for your rotary phone.
Such an idiot. Apps is like ringtone jokes equal fail. Absolutely.
All right, here's some of just other random audio.
So let's see what this is. Let's start.
It's going to get better. All right, here's a question. Would you ever play sex tape audio on the internet?
Oh, no. Were you trying? This is you. This is Rock. He was probably just talking to chicks with the Zune all night. It was just you trying to incorporate the fact that you did a sex tape thing.
No. Actually, earlier she was saying that she heard my sex audio on the show. Yeah, someone actually listens to the show, believe it or not.
Oh, no, I'll record it.
But to play it back on internet radio?
Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
That shit, yo. I'll show you a vegan cock right now.
Vegan cock? Vegan cock?
Hold on, be careful of that vegan cock. It's got a big nasty bump on it.
Oh! Look at that.
What the hell's going on here?
There was some... Someone's friend of a friend that came, and he was a vegan. So he was... That was like a big conversation point.
His vegan cock.
Oh!
I'm surprised I didn't fucking chime in on that. Yeah. Missed the big swinging dick throwing the word cock out like it's going out of style.
That just got disgusting. But funny.
It's full of algae.
See, when you're drunk,
wow,
every joke...
Wow, he really bombed
it. Like, anyone? He just laughed, trying to get a little roll going.
Listen to this.
Fiber! And fiber!
And he's sober.
Oh! And you know this morning, he's saying, dude, I killed last night.
I was the shit.
I was awesome.
Vegan guy rules.
That bump thing went over so well last night, dude.
But funny.
It's full of algae.
What? Yes, nothing.
And
like a guy in the way back got it.
Sober.
Oh, Jew. Algae jokes rule.
Here's more random audio from the bar night.
Yeah.
Rocket doing his rounds.
Okay.
Yes, I.
Say your name.
Christina.
Christina, what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
I love it.
Oh my god, that was the best answer ever.
What is that, dude?
What?
Well, just stop trying to make the girl feel like she's special or something.
Yes, you know me. That's what I always do.
You know, talk to them like they're that's the first time she's ever spoken or answered any question.
Did we talk about this on air last week when I'll just set up chicks with, like, you know, easy questions?
Yeah. So you make them feel smart. That's what you do.
That's my move.
Condescending prick.
Okay. All right, douchebag. Say your name.
Brian.
Brian, what do you think, and be honest, of lunaticradio.com?
That show absolutely sucks donkey ball.
That's my boy. I was his best man in his wedding.
That was my,
I love the giggle at the end.
Yeah,
that's giggles. You know me.
It's cute.
Thanks, Jen.
Here's Rocket's great interviewing skills. Here we go.
Christina,
what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
I love it.
Oh my god, that was the best answer ever.
You're a genius. That was awesome.
That was great.
I totally didn't expect that.
That's a wrap.
But you didn't even give her like a chance to get it out.
No.
You were right there with your retort.
I am quick.
Christina, what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
I love it.
I love it.
Oh, awesome, man.
Okay. All right, douchebags.
Greatest person ever.
All right, more random audio. Here we go. From Bar Night at Thunder Jackson's last night. I'm still hungover.
All right, cut it down, Karen.
All right, here we go, motherfucker.
Oh, this is the contest.
This is a contest.
So what we did was to give away some new broadcast prizes.
Yeah.
Some new broadcast swag. And we did a little, Irish
drinking,
car bomb.
Drinking contest?
Irish car bomb. Whoever could drink it and put down their glass first wins.
Right.
That was fun.
Vegan cock equals cucumber, by the way.
Oh!
Good to know.
All right. Here we go. There's the contest.
Get you, Gavin. You can pick it up. You can pick it up.
John from Naked Jedi put that down first.
John,
Naked Jedi!
That's the little kid with the
slurring the can.
All right, cut it down, Karen!
All
right! Hey, that was very close, though.
I can't even serve.
He's unbiased here. He's
just
that was close, man. Let Jedi pick what he wants now.
What's that?
Let Jedi pick which one.
All right, John, you got to pick a prize.
Right, put Jedi.
That's
awesome.
He's Jedi.
And then that's it with that one. You have any more audio here?
Yeah, dude.
That's all. They're pretty short.
No, clips. No. All I right. have more.
Oh, this is a long one. This one's 11 minutes long.
Let me see. Yeah, then after that. Yeah, this is the one. This is when we're all in that back table.
Uh huh.
And this is where you're just completely destroyed. Oh, no, wait. What happened to the one with Ray? You should have 5, 6, 7, 8, and then the end clip.
I have 5, 6, 7, 8, and then the end clip.
You wouldn't hear about Ray.
I just went through them all.
What about the one with Ray?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll have to find that during the break.
That was the very last one.
End clip?
No, I don't remember. I'll figure
show prep, people. Yeah. Dude, we're hungover.
I'll find that during the break, because that one was funny.
I'm surprised we all woke up today. It's rough.
It was rough.
But thanks, everybody, for coming out to Thunder Jackson, man.
It was very cool to see a lot of the people out there. And Postal, a late showing.
Yeah.
A bar meet. And I got to say, it was good to finally be able to see her.
Yeah, and it was cool. And her boyfriend there fucking bought me more beer. So it was cool to see Postal and her boyfriend.
Yes.
That was at the point, though, of the evening where basically everybody was telling you just to stop drinking.
Yeah.
And then actually the bouncer, who must have been maybe 2 inches taller than you, was saying, you know, you got to stop this guy. He can't keep it together.
No, I was fucking wrecked.
The bouncer wasn't going to let you in back in one time. And then he was just like, dude, he's like, your friend can't come back in. I was like, he's fine. He's like, no, he's not. He can't even stand. I'm like, he's fine. I was like, holding you up by the jacket. I was like, look at him. He's standing by himself. Look at the guy. I was like, the bouncer probably only let me back in because I was taller than him. And
wasn't he small?
Mm-hmm. He reprimanded me.
He was a small guy, but he was like roided.
Yeah,
because I was loud. He's like, you having a good time? I said, yeah. He's like, well, try to keep it down. Like, what?
State of New Jersey calls every once in a while and says, can you tell Rocket to keep it down? Yeah, no, I overdid it. Completely overdid it. I don't know how many beers I had by the end of the night. Must have been, I don't know.
3, 4.
20, 30. Yeah, 3, 4.
And this morning when I was talking to Rocky, he's like, you know, next time we have bar night that starts at 8, we shouldn't get there at 6. Yeah. We should get there at 8.
You should get there around the time it starts.
Yeah. Well, did you guys get hammered? I don't remember.
I feel fine. You know, I really paced myself throughout the night.
Yeah,
I was pretty hammered.
What about you, Raymond?
I did a pretty good job of pacing myself through. I think I had around, I had around 9 or 10 beers the whole night, but I kept a good pace. Felt good most of the time, and then, you know, then all the gay stuff happened, and I just wanted to go home.
He's just like, dude, he comes in town, he's like, dude, we gotta get back to California. It's like, people are weird here.
Well, isn't it, like, where Bleecker is, Bleecker Street, it, doesn't everybody look like they're, like, out of a Gap commercial or some sort of Amber Crummy Fitch thing?
You were calling the waiter the Gap guy. It's one of the clips. Later, Gap commercial guy. You're such a dick.
But that's what that part of the city in Manhattan is. It's like everybody's Mr. Trendy. They gotta look like the guy in the billboard
in the ads,
or something.
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, come on, you're overdoing it.
You know, speak before I forget, you turn into fucking a dickhead when you get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
We were down in a New York City subway. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and this motherfucker is pointing at people.
Yeah.
You're pointing at me like, what's up with that fucking guy?
Yeah.
Some random chick, dude, she's hot, and just pointing.
Adam, there's chicks, Adam. Chicks.
Just blatantly, I'm like, we're gonna die.
I know, seriously.
Just pointing at people.
I was drunk.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm very observant when I'm drunk. Monitor tree. By the way,
that was actually the tour that Ray got.
That was my tour, yeah.
That was Karen.
Yeah. Karen was showing me around. There's a bush. There's a little post.
I think at one point we were in Manhattan. I said, well, you notice there's a lot of buildings here. Wow. That went over like the first time I said it. I was just bombing.
The camera.
No!
Oh!
Baby.
Yeah. That was the wrong button, I guess.
Yeah, asshole. Yeah, because 1 through 8 on the pad is fucking that sound clip.
Yeah, so Well, we'll save this thing. This long 11.
See, we can come back to it later.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Because I got to find that other one with you and Ray. That was funny. That's in there somewhere.
Funny in the gay way.
The funny gay.
Yeah.
It's a conversation that an employee should never have with his boss.
Yeah. You guys
trying to get my boss to suck my dick, and he's a man. And I'm disappointed that it didn't work out. I'm not gay at all.
No, absolutely not.
You might want to talk to John about getting an HR department shit like this.
I need a raise. That's
yeah, I would be taking those tests. Like those fucking... Oh, God. Well, lunaticradio.com show after this. Is that what you're going to say? Is that my... Oh, fuck yourself. I'm not throwing it to break like that then. You see that guy in the chat room?
Yeah, he's actually
waiting for the line.
The break line.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Come back right after this. That's all. All right, we're doing a break. All right. I'm drunk, hungover, lunaticradio.com show. Break.
Gangsta right here, you face.
This is Rich Mahogany. You've been mahoganized. Make that a freaking sound clip.
You a dead man walking and I mean it, okay? I'm a real G.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Why you know it?
Another Kieran comment that kind of just went untouched.
Yes.
He's like, when they play the drunk calls, we just take dumps and smoke weed. Who does that? Hey, guys, you want to get together and take a dump and smoke some weed? Awesome, man. Oh, this dump is so much better with this weed. Oh, my God. This poop's just flowing with this weed, man.
I'll go beyond the joke. I was looking for two references that might be funny.
Hey, we're all about just taking dumps, smoking weed. I've never heard those two combined before. I've heard of drinking and smoking weed, not taking dumps and smoking weed. What are you guys doing tonight?
You're
just taking a couple of dumps, a couple of big shits, smoking some weed.
Oh, you're the worst, Kieran. Oh, that's awesome.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Sing it, Raven. What up, everybody? Lunatic Radio. You don't, he doesn't know the words, does he? LunaticRadio.com show. Kier Rock chilling out. Beautiful New York sunny springtime. It is the recap show for the bar night, which I don't remember too much of, but we'll try to cover that. Joining us in studio today, flew all the way out from California just to go to the bar night. It's Ray and Jen.
What up?
From
sorry, I'm tangled up in the microphone.
Is it the Fantasy Foo Bar show?
Yeah, we're bringing back the Foo Bar.
Yay!
No, I don't know.
They do a sports show. When is the sports show?
The very sports buffet on, when is it, on Mondays?
Mondays.
8 o'clock
8
Pacific.
8 to 10 Pacific time, so 11 yeah. to 1 a.m. your guys' time.
Mm-hmm. And you do a little sports, a little burping.
A little boozing.
I just sit there. Jen carries the show. I don't do a whole lot of anything.
Well, it's generally sports talk, but you guys incorporate some other stuff into it.
We go off on a tangents and talk about whatever's mm-hmm. going on. You know, it's basically what Jen and I talk about normally. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun. So it's, you know, a lot of looking back on just TPS and TPX, you know, both of those are now gone with the whole U-Broadcast thing. Fantasy Foo Bar, the very first show on TPS, I think it was about a year before we met you guys.
Yeah.
And horrible. I was listening to some of it back in the day. I still have some of the archives. They're just horrible. But it was a lot of fun, and that was the thing. And, you know, it kind of launched into, you know, us meeting all these other people, and, you know, on the sports side, we have, you know, 20 to 30 shows that we ended up hooking up with. Mm-hmm. And really cool stuff. And, you know, on the TPX side, you know, we got to meet you guys, so.
We met you, Ray.
When
was the first time we met? We met in San Francisco.
It was San Francisco. We went to the Live 365 convention.
Deal. Yeah, I don't even know what the hell
I was the dope. I was the dope that shelled out the money to like to listen to the speakers and stuff. And it was just,
oh, that's right.
It was awful.
And we met at like the cocktail hour. And
that's right.
And you came. Yeah, and then we just proceeded to hang out and get completely trashed
during the lecture series that they were doing. Mm-hmm. I was actually sitting next to the guy that does the Dodge commercials. The guy that, sweet, that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he was sitting next to me, and he had this funky ponytail and like a cockatoo sitting on his shoulder the whole time.
What the hell?
And I'm like, what in the God's name is going on here? It's just some very interesting, strange people that I met.
Is this when Rocket Drunk called me?
Later in the day, yeah, when I finally ended up meeting you guys and Ronnie Beans, I came clanking in with my bag of beer, and
That was our first impression. That's when we knew Ray was a good guy. Because they had the big award ceremony. And I think at the time, we were up for nominated for a couple of awards or something like that. And we're all chilling outside the auditorium, wherever the hell it was. And Ray comes rolling up with a bag of just clanking beers.
It was my little swag bag that I just emptied out and
that's
had
awesome.
A shitload of Sierra Nevada in there.
I remember going, what's in the bag? He's like, beer. I was like, oh, I should have known.
He's cool.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. We pretty much we ruined that fucking. We ruined the ceremony, didn't we?
They hated us.
Yeah, they yelled at us
in the back, just being all loud and rowdy.
Yeah, people going shh.
Rocket yelling for Craig half the time.
That's right, Craig.
Rocket won an iPod or something, and it was like he won an Oscar.
He was very proud.
He was doing like.
Didn't he lose it the next day?
Pretty much.
He lost it at 7-Eleven in fucking Middle Island, Long Island.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. We go way back with Raymond, and yeah, he's good people. And now he's we got the U Broadcast thing going on.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this past year has been pretty crazy as far as TPS and TPX and all that stuff. And where do you see a network of shows that actually move on and you know, become something else, and, mm-hmm. and at a point where, I kind of felt that I took everything as far as I could. I mean, mm-hmm. for as much money
with
as
TPX
I was spelling,
TPX, yeah.
You know, and I was doing what I could to get the names out there, and I was fortunate enough to meet John from U Broadcast at the last podcast expo, mm-hmm. and he really dug a lot of the stuff that we were putting together. Dug you guys, really dug a lot of the sports stuff, and he, after the convention, he's like, "Yeah, let's talk some more. I want to get to know what you guys do, and I want to let you know what we're thinking of." And from there, he kind of laid out the game plan for U Broadcast. You know, still a very young company, mm-hmm. and what they want to put together as far as their service and their long term outlook. And I said, this is what if I had the type of funding that they have, this is what I would want to do.
Right.
So I said, let's work together. And mm-hmm. and John and Jason, the co-owners of U Broadcast, were really cool about it and said, yes, let's just do this. So after a while of trying to figure out. How we were going to compensate people and get everyone hooked up. We jumped in with both feet at the beginning of the year. So, and one of my first things that I wanted to make sure I got done was to get the Lunatic Radio guys hooked up. And
that would be us, Rock.
And actually, be one of the few shows out there doing internet radio that's making some money. So
yeah, there you go. Look at that. We got a paycheck.
I was very, very happy to get that done.
I
think I drank
my paycheck all the time.
Drank the last 2 months of paycheck last night.
Really?
Yeah, I boozed up last night. Wow. Anyway, it's great what the guys at U Broadcast are doing. Pretty much giving the listeners a network of content for them. Comedy, music, sports talk. I think what they're doing is great, and it's kind of like a satellite format, right? Is that what they're trying to go for?
That really is what they're trying to go for, and that was one of the things that hooked me. They weren't looking to do, weren't looking to do really good internet radio. Mm-hmm. They were looking to be a competitor to, a satellite radio, and one of those type of deals where the quality of their content is going to be such that. You'll want to tune in every day.
Right.
And now I preface this, just so everyone knows, as they're rolling out new stuff, a lot of the stuff that they've put together is still beta, and this is some cutting edge stuff that no other company has tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
So as we get all the fun bugs and stuff worked out, this is going to be kick ass. I've listened to some of the radio shows that are of the HD quality, and they are slamming. I mean, it's really good sounding stuff. So, and they got a lot of good stuff that they're putting together. So, you'll soon be able to listen on cell phones and embeddable chat and an embeddable player, which I know a lot of people are asking for. They listen to all that stuff, so they're putting it together. They're definitely putting it together.
Mm-hmm. I love the conference calls, by the way.
I
won't talk about what we
conference calls.
What is it? But I love just not being knowing anything.
Kieran's just there for the comic relief. He's doing a sideshow. It's all quiet, and Kieran will jump in.
Ray will be talking about some technical stuff and about buffer rays, and Kieran will be, Ray's gay.
Rock sent me a message, and he's like, "Dude, we got this conference call 4. Do you want to chime in?" in, and I'm like, all right, I guess I got to do this.
Yeah, you yeah. should. You should be a part of it.
I should be a part of it. You know? So I call into the conference call, and John, the bigwig, is like, all right, we'll go around the board, and we'll discuss some of the things that's going on, blah, blah, blah. And, like, the tech guys are going off about the problems and blah, 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 and talking about what they're going to do. And I was fucking just... I was gone. I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. So I literally was just the dope. I was like the little dope they invited to the fucking meeting. And I would just make fun of people.
Now, Kieran, you got anything?
Balls.
Does that show up in the minutes?
It's horrible, man. It's fun, though.
Well, that was really funny. At some point, someone was working on Windows, and the Windows chime ding happened. Kieran's like, oh, I guess I just had an idea. Ding! There's an idea.
Yeah, but I'll continue to call in.
You know, that's a little bit of a testament of what type of guys those guys are. They get it. They don't hold back, and you know they get all that kind of shit. So
yeah, that's what I like about that the guys that you broadcast. They really know, like they love radio. They love, you know.
Right. Yeah. That's very apparent. And when you talk to them.
And, you know, that was definitely something that I liked about it and made me, it made us, you know, make the leap there. And now we're hooked in.
We got the comedy stuff. We got the sports channel that's just launched. And we're going to have a bunch of shows that are soon going to be exclusive over there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to start growing throughout the year. So other shows on the comedy side will become exclusive and exciting. A lot of exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah. And the company's very new. I mean, things are still moving forward.
Well, and they're choosing, and I think rightly so, not to do things that are how everyone else does it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some benefits in doing it the way other people are doing it, but there are also benefits on having your own platform mm-hmm. and creating something that is, you know, truly unique and is, you know, the potential of it is just, you know, out of this world. It's just getting all the keys to work together, and once we do that, it's going to be, we're going to be kicking some ass.
What that's actually absent in the chat room is suggesting make the U-Broadcast player Adobe Air. What does that mean, Ron?
I'm actually, and I'll jump in on that. Yeah, I'm familiar with Adobe Air. I work with eBay, and our eBay desktop is made out of Adobe Air. And mm-hmm. that is a kick-ass platform. And something I brought up, it was just recently released about a month ago. And I agree with Absent. That's a great program. But they're far enough right now in the development of U-Broadcast that I wouldn't see them switching a platform. Another big question I get a lot is about the Mac deal. So for all the Mac users, and I want to make sure you guys all know this, once all of the bugs and stuff are worked out and we get everything running solid is when we're going to make the Mac version. So mm-hmm. there's no point in making it if we're having issues and then having to update that as well.
All right.
I'm the tech guy. Just hit me. Hit me.
But isn't also Brian saying something about like Adobe has limitations as far as listenership?
Audio quality. And listenership, but the audio quality is definitely lower if you use the Adobe platform.
So that's why we're not using Adobe, because it stinks. Just make Photoshop.
If you want to set up a webcam pointing at your dog, or you're dancing around in a monkey suit, Adobe is all for you, man.
Oh! Wait, that was a little bit of a knock.
Smackdown.
What was he doing? You do the lunaticradio.com show, maybe Adobe airs for you.
Ah, yeah.
No, that being said, it is a kick-ass program. But
yeah, air sounds good.
It's kind of weird. My brain kind of shuts down and then comes back to light.
You need that ding sound. Yeah. Ding.
Balls.
I'm out of it today. Completely out of it. Well, we have more audio from the bar night last night. It's a good time, man. Thunder Jackson's? Is that what it was?
Wow, yes.
Thunder Jackson's. Yes. Dude, Rock, I'm Thunder Jackson's, it was a good time. It's like a college-type bar. And
cute waitresses there.
Cute waitresses.
Yeah.
Aubrey?
Yes.
Is that her name? I thought it was Audrey. Like, who's Aubrey?
Yeah, her name
I think it was Audrey, but you just...
Kieran pronounced it five different ways last night, yeah. So I'm still not certain.
No! Abraham!
Or I couldn't... What the hell was the name of our waiter?
Jasper!
Like the ghost.
Name.
I couldn't fucking get that name right.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
He looked like Dave Grohl. I called him Dave Grohl.
Did anybody else, and this may have been just me, did anybody else notice Apollonia at the bar?
What?
There was this Latin chick, and I'm not into Mexican chicks.
Wait,
and
got
I'm Mexican.
Name? You got a name?
I'm not into Mexicans, but I'm Mexican.
But I'm just talking, you know, yeah. The ladies. And
wait, the two in the corner?
She was in the corner most of the time. I swear to God, she looked like Apollonia from Purple Rain.
Wow.
Jeez, right?
Big hoop earrings.
Way to date yourself.
I don't. Wait, yeah. It is. Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to think back to the 80s now. Yeah, no, she was up.
At one point, John, get Jedi John, was ridiculous. Every time a chick would kind of go by, he'd be like, oh, sorry, and like go in front of her to try to, like, you know, block. And at one point, that chick, I think the chick you're talking about, she kind of had like the hot pink bra kind of sticking out.
Yeah,
at her.
Yeah, yeah.
She like came by me, she put like both her hands like by my ass, like put me in line.
How great was fucking Naked Jedi John?
Oh my God.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
Like we described, that area, Bleecker, and inside the bar, everybody's like dressed to the nines, like they're going to a photo shoot or some shit, you know? And John rolls in, he's got sleeves of tattoos, just a leather vest. The guy's fucking great. It was just
he had his bike helmet on, and Kieran looks at him and goes, did you ride your bike? It's like, no, I just wear this, asshole.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
He was great.
But John is the best, man. He's such a good, he's going to call in today, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be calling in around 6.
Give us his.
Oh, Shaggy's.
Shaggy's is Dan Island.
We love making fun of him with his joke. Yeah, so banging this chick and I just need to take a shit.
Yeah. John has like 40 stories about banging chicks and dumping.
He was telling me this story last night about chick in Colombia. Oh my God.
He was banging a chick in Colombia?
He's got a story. I mean, we could have him on later and just be like, tell us a story, and he'll have a story ready to roll. The guy has a story for everything.
He's done everything with girls. He's banged them in toilets.
It's unbelievable.
He's taken dumps on them, farted while getting blowjobs. It's unbelievable.
The short part, the meat of the story was this. He was slapping his dick on this chick's face. That was this, just...
That's the kicker.
There's the meat of the story.
Ah, there you go, Rock. All right, so we got more just random audio.
Oh!
This is from the bar night last night. I guess this is towards the end of the night. It's 11
you
minutes.
You never found that out? You didn't find the other clip?
I'm just going to go and play it, whatever this is.
If it says end clip, that was the last one.
Yeah.
But that was the one with Ray. I still really want to play that because that was the funniest one.
Okay, well, we'll, maybe it's in this. We don't know.
No, it's not. It's his own clip. You sure you played them all?
I'm pretty sure I played them all.
Just go back to 5.
Does anyone here know what they're doing?
Or 6.
Yeah, for real.
Which one's 5?
Ray, our show's so much better.
Are we paying these guys?
Yeah, here's 5.
I'm gonna get some audio, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen, how are you enjoying bar night right now, douchebag?
Oh, I'm on microphone. Yeah. I'm not gay.
Ray, how's bar night going?
He needs to put his pants back on. Karen is...
I was trying to get Ray to suck my dick. It just didn't work out.
So gay.
Thanks, motherfucker. Come on, drink. Right, Karen? Keep the faith.
What the hell's that about? It's
fucking gay.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, sure.
I could do heroin later.
Wow, I really do sound
pumped. That guy in the stall's a
homo. Oh, that was Rocket, by the way.
Oh, that joke.
Rocky's already got his cock sucked. That's why he sounds so hyper.
I let his grease fall.
Simon.
Rocky got his cock sucked by a guy that looks like Brett Michaels.
I turned this on so we can make fun of Kieran and it turned into me. It's fucked up. Fuck yourself.
Yeah, give it to Jen.
Oh yeah. Alright, we got Naked Jedi. Johnny. He's smooth talking Jen right now.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Was he?
I can't remember.
So I hear it's a 13.
Hey, so you ever have a guy take a dump on you? Got hemorrhoids.
I'm going to interrupt him.
He was locked in. So I was trying to, like, get in there, but he was talking about his hemorrhoids at this point. See what happens.
Okay, I'm going to come over here. What? It's the microphone. So say your name.
Hi, I'm Jessica.
Jessica, what do you think of lunaticradio.com?
With the Pope.
Exactly.
Let him answer, Rock.
All right, here we go. All right, wait.
No, I have a camera that you can videotape.
Oh, we heard this.
That was awesome. So you just played ISIL.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go.
So I don't know. If you weren't there, I guess this is...
Yeah, this is a pointless show.
You get to hear what it was like. I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there you go. And then we have the last clip from...
I don't know how we're going to work this one. This is like 11 minutes.
It's 11 minutes. We'll just...
Because I basically set it up just to get an idea. We kind of... Karen was completely obliterated. So I just took out the microphone and set it on the table to see what would happen. Because he had some gems in there.
Just drunk and dumb.
And there was... There was a friend of mine there, and Kieran just kept on trying to get her to do things.
With Rock in front of everybody.
And we kind of got to the, came to the conclusion that it was just, Kieran wanted her to do things to me because he couldn't. Because that would just be too gay. So he wanted to, like, have someone else do it for him.
Right.
Just touch his cock.
Can
just
you do it and tell me how it
works? Grab his balls.
Ridiculous. You're such a homo.
I love taking things completely gay. Although I'm not gay at all. I never want to see another man's ass, ever. Or balls. Cocks.
What?
I think Ray is starting to feel a little better now.
No, I am completely just 100% not gay. That's why I like taking it gay. Get my drift? All right, here we go.
What you should do is probably ask... Hey!
He's like all excited.
Yo, I've been here since 3:30.
That was Jasper. Wait, go back to the beginning of the clip. That's when you say, have you break down line? At the very beginning.
That was another thing. Halfway through a conversation with Kieran, he automatically just went off to another conversation.
Yeah.
Ray, I wanted to talk to you about it. Jen, your ass is a 13. Have you seen it? It's a 13.
I think he even asked all the way. He asked Jasper. He's like, dude, and then Jasper's 9.5. You're a 13. Jasper goes, you told me to guess out of 10. He's like, guess what's a 10? And you're like, 13.
Oh, God. I don't know if
it
I have
all that. Over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's good. Too bad I didn't make it.
Well, here we go. Here's more shit.
Thank you.
Dude. Yo, care.
You go like...
Oh, you made me feel all uncomfortable. Oh, no.
Oh, is this when you were staring at her chest?
Yes.
You would not stop looking at that.
You're nice.
Ew, that's a lie.
I have to, like, apologize to her.
You got any license for those, dude?
I don't even know what this is.
Wait. Go to the top. Go to the top of the clip.
The top of the clip.
Yeah. Here. That's where you had your little...
This is what I have. This
really?
This is it.
Yeah?
That's where it begins. You must have edited this.
What you should do...
That's what I have.
...is probably ask... Hey!
Excited. Yo, I've been here since 3:30.
That was
a tough one. Yeah, that was it. All right, whatever. It was a fun time. You get the point. I'm glad we don't have to play this because it's just embarrassing.
What do you mean it's embarrassing?
I overdid it. Jen carried me home.
I know.
And Jen's 5 feet tall. She had trouble carrying me home. Why couldn't one of you two fucks?
I tried to. You pushed me away.
I was just done with you by the end of the night, so I wasn't helping you at all.
They even sit next to us on the train, dude. They were like in the front of the car. We're in the back, and Rock would just be like, dude, or stop. Just go.
Oh, boy.
Old Town Rocker is John Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive playing. Yes, it was. And we probably heard it a good 9 or 10 times. All they played was Bon Jovi and Hell's Bells all night. That's it.
We were there so long that I think we heard the track of music that they normally play 4 times.
Yeah, I can't repeat.
I heard one of Dead or Alive 4 times that night. And Living on a Prayer, which at one point we were all singing. Well, you guys were all singing.
Of course.
Who goes to a bar for 9 hours?
Clearly we do.
Kevin McCann.
Unbelievable. And apparently, when Jen flew in, Rock took Jen to a karaoke bar.
No!
Well, it wasn't karaoke.
No, we made it
karaoke and cleared the bar out.
Thursday night. So Jen comes in Thursday night, and we're like, you know what? Let's go ahead and get some beers. It was like 10 o'clock at this point, so we're just going to get some beers or whatever. Well, they had the jukebox there. They had Guitar Hero and darts. So we were just completely amused all night, and fast forward to like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we just got dismantled.
Let's call Ray.
We called Ray at some point. I started doing the Carlton. It just got really bad.
The Carlton?
From Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because I put on Tom Jones in the jukebox.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to do the Carlton.
And then Rocket wouldn't let me play darts anymore.
No, because it was dangerous after about 4 hours of drinking.
I didn't even hit the dartboard. They were all on the wall. I had to pull the darts out of the wall.
Yeah, we were just completely messed the next day.
Destroyed. Well, but then the bartender was there. Like, he would just bring us another beer before anything was even empty.
A lot of alcohol this weekend. Yeah. Oh,
God. Can we do a little gin karaoke today on the show?
We should.
I'm not drunk enough.
No, it's too bad.
You don't have an option.
Well, there's beer in the fridge. Plenty of beer. Anybody would dive into it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Yeah, maybe we'll do some karaoke with Jen today.
We should.
I love how we just decide what we're going to do on the show as we do it.
Show prep as we go.
Really, and we don't really give Jen an option. No. Yeah. We're going to do karaoke with Jen.
I'm going to call JetBlue the next break. Dude, I need to go home now. Get me the next plane out of here.
Yeah, so it's the recap show from the bar night, which was last night at Thunder Jackson's in Manhattan, Bleecker Street. Had a good time. We're all hungover.
Hanging over. Do you feel like you're going to throw up anymore?
Yeah, I think I got it out of my... But I'm still fucking woozy, man.
Yeah. Because you haven't eaten anything. You need to eat something.
Yeah, no, I just threw up coffee. That's all that was in my stomach was coffee.
Jeez, man.
Terrible.
Good times.
We have absolutely nothing prepared for this show.
Hold on. Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John.
Oh.
Karaoke favorite.
I don't know the words to that one.
You didn't know any of those words Thursday night. You're just like, rah, 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 rah.
No.
We should make her sing Billy Joel. Didn't she sing Billy Joel?
She was singing Uptown Girl, yes.
And then I did the na 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 na.
Wow. I didn't even know what the hell that was. Yeah, what was that?
It sounded like the chicken dance song.
Na 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 na. Gin karaoke today on the lunaticradio.com show. No, not maybe.
All right, later.
We have nothing else to do today, Jen. Right, yeah. We have to.
I barfed in a diner. Rocket took me to a diner Friday morning. We're like, oh, first of all, we both look like death.
We
couldn't even sit up. We're leaning
against
the wall.
Few women next to us. Oh my God, they were just like, what is wrong with them? Mm-hmm. We were a mess that next day.
We couldn't even sit up. He had toast, and I had like a fruit cup.
I barely ate a slice of toast. I never got so fucked up ever. Drinking. I don't know what we did Thursday night.
I don't know.
Holy fuck, did we drink so much?
And then I yacked in the diner. I'll be back, dude.
That's all we do. We're like, we're drinking buddies. Every time we see each other, we get fucking obliterated.
I think it's Jen. I think Jen's the reason we get all fucked up.
Every time we've seen Ray, we've just trashed beyond reason.
Good work.
Yeah.
Way to go, thesaurus.
Yeah. I'm working on like three brain cells today. I don't know what it is. Ray must think we're complete alcoholics.
Because, you know, whenever we see Ray, it's for like some sort of vacationing situation. So we're on a vacation, so we're going to drink.
Yeah.
That's how it works. You know, if we saw Ray on
a regular
basis.
We should go visit Ray like on a Wednesday.
It's so good.
Try that next time.
No, and then he'll send you. Then he'll send you guys over to my house, and then we'll drink.
I know.
Because we'll be like, dude, it's a work day.
Yeah, Jen's famous for drinking during the week, right?
Not as much anymore.
Please. Every time Jen calls me, I don't even say hello. I'm like, are you drunk yet? And she, 9 out of 10 times, it's yes. You know.
Like, no, but I was an hour ago.
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon over here, Rock. I'm hammered. Who gets drunk at 3 on a weekday? Jen.
Just me. Well, and, you know, when you're laid off with your buddies that have been laid off, you start at 9 in the morning.
This'll sum it up. Jen got a phone call the other day. Someone was looking for a wine opener.
Wine opener.
She has one. She keeps one at her desk.
I have two wine opener. I went
two.
On my desk.
Pardon me.
The spare one in the drawer because I usually lose the first one.
Who keeps two wine openers at their desk at
me.
Work?
Me.
Yes.
I used to have booze. I used to have a 12-pack and wine, and then...
And we wonder why the company had major layoffs. They're all drunk.
Yeah, but they didn't lay me off. I'm still there. All my friends got taken out, though.
We
got
to get rid of all these drunkies.
Yeah. Why is everyone always liquored up when they're working?
Right, I got to say, I've been here 2 days, and I'm already starting to talk all...
Yeah, you're doing the impersonation.
You ever notice that?
What, the New York impersonation?
Yeah.
You know, we do the...
Yeah, sharkies.
Balls.
I don't think say it like that, Ray.
And then Jen said, "Yeah, I was drunk." I love when we impersonate chicks, and they sound like this too.
Yeah, no, I just do the different person impersonation. It could be a girl; they all sound the same. Yeah, you talk about it, like Jen told me yesterday. Go fuck yourself. Jen sounds nothing like that.
Obviously.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Wait, real quick. Do you remember the guys we were leaving and you like couldn't say communication? And he's like, communication's overrated. I like that guy. Joey Glasses. So I like that. Oh, Joey Glasses. Do you not remember that?
No.
You're completely destroyed.
Everybody we passed by, there was a comment.
Yeah.
Yes, there was.
You, dude, you were pointing to everybody.
Oh, I'm a mess when I get trashed.
God.
Oh, well. Yeah. For all, when you get, no matter who you are, when you get completely obliterated, you're a dick. Doesn't matter who you are. Rock, you're a complete ass when you get...
Excuse, no, I am not. Oh, was right. I a dick? Was I a dick Thursday
yeah,
night?
He was actually very nice.
I was obliterated. By the time
but
we got...
she was drunk, too. How'd she know?
Strunk. I was not drunk. I was strunk.
Strunk.
She was strunk. Oh, yeah, strunk, yeah.
By the time we got back to my place, I was not even cold. I couldn't...
Actually, you called me a douche that night.
She's like, can we make pizza? I was like, no, douche. Just go to sleep.
Don't touch my oven.
No, don't touch... Yeah, why don't you touch my oven?
That's a recipe for disaster right
yeah,
there.
Exactly. Nice boozed nice. Up Jen in an oven.
I'm going to cook.
Yeah.
Actually, I sound closer to that than...
called her a douche.
This is my first night there. I hadn't even been here like 6 hours.
I was like, no drunk Jen is going to touch my gas stove.
And it wasn't like anybody around to like do a joke for, you know? Like usually yes, you'll call somebody a duke to get a laugh from somebody.
No, just her
you
and
I. Jen. Just call her a douche.
Ugh.
Way to go, Rock.
And I think I just kind of said, okay. I couldn't even process anything anymore.
All right, so we're doing, we're hungover. Show, take a break, come back. More lunaticradio.com show, right?
Hi, this is Lexi Buzz, and I'm gonna fuck Rocket in the ass so good.
Mm. It's lunaticradio.com.
Actually, if you let me fuck him in the ass, I'd fuck him.
Oh,
wow.
No, that'll never
happen. I have to be able to videotape it first.
No, see, that. See, that's fucked up.
Hold on, Lexi's got a good bit going on here.
I like doing that. It brings me pleasure. I enjoy it.
Oh, now, Rock, here is the girl of your dreams.
My ass.
Now, she, Lexi is the girl of your dreams.
If you hate it, Rocket, let's punish it.
No, I see, that's scary. I don't think I...
Let me do this.
I use a small one.
Here's the idea. Okay. Here's the idea. Would you, Rock,
yeah,
let Lexi bang you in the ass with a dildo privately if she was willing to fuck you? So privately.
You know you want to tap that big round out.
I know. Good. Damn, this is tough.
How bad do you
this
want it?
This is fucking tough.
Would you take Lexi's dildo? She's the one banging you.
Yeah, so in order to have sex with Lexi, first she has to fucking stick
Wait,
a dildo
hold on,
my
hold
ass.
On.
Strap
on. Hold on. Is it a brand new one, or is it one that you've had around for a while?
No, it's brand new. I just bought a ton of them.
Okay.
What are you trying to do?
See? No, that way you know it's just yours.
All right.
By the way.
Thank you, health conscious Josh Gogan.
By the way, the dildo says Louisville Slugger on the side.
No, it
So you would do...
And it's got high water marks on it.
Oh.
So you would let Lexi...
I don't know.
You would let Lexi...
I have a Enviroside, which is... what is it, like the chemicals
that
the emergency rooms and stuff used to clean their stuff.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, so
even if it was used, it would still be like...
It'd be sterile.
And probably cleaner than when I got it.
So there you go, Rock. So you would let Lexi Love bang you in the ass so you could tap her.
I'm not an answer yet.
Well, answer the fucking question.
I'm thinking. So in order to have sex with Lexi, she would have to... Man...
Just to say yes, because you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I think I would.
All right.
Plus, also, and Lexi, you would enjoy that, correct?
I would.
All right,
I love
so.
It. I even help him enema and shave if he is too hairy.
Wow.
See? She's like,
look
she's
at you.
She's a general store of sex
Lexi
over there.
Lexi said she would shave your asshole.
Jeez and crackers.
What's great about that?
See?
I have to give it a little lick before I stick it, don't I?
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, wait a minute. No, that's
she's tossing you salad.
That's ridiculous. Wait a minute.
Lexi, you better get some fucking bacon bits.
Oh.
You're going to need some flavor down there other than what is down there.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Wave the motherfucking ruckus. Wave the motherfucking ruckus. Wave the motherfucking ruckus. Wave the motherfucking ruckus.
And now back to the show. Lunaticradio.com.
Lunaticradio.com. Show. Kia Rock. Ray Jen from Youth Broadcast and the radio show they do on Monday.
Yeah.
sports buffet.
Yeah, we're all recovering after the bar night, which was last night, talking about it.
As Rocket, Jen, and I crack open a beer.
Yeah, these guys are fucking drinking.
I'm just
going to
start
again.
Burping and blowing in his direction.
I can't hear myself.
What do you mean you can't hear yourself?
Go ahead.
Say something.
Say something.
Something.
You can't hear yourself?
Welcome to Sports Buffet.
Yeah. You know, it's good to see that this type of stuff happens to you guys, too.
Yeah. And things just crashed. No, they didn't. All right. They're drinking because Jen needs to have a couple brews before she can sing karaoke for us. Now, it's great that you took the mic off the thing so you can stand up and actually dance around and sing for us. No, you don't want to do that?
I might kill myself when you're first, actually.
What are we going to have Jen sing?
I'm not doing it now. I gotta wait till a couple.
Well,
we gotta
talk about it because that's how you do radio.
What was the Bruce song?
Like, we want people in the chat room. If you're listening live, send in some suggestions of what we should make Jen sing.
What was the song? What was the Springsteen song you were singing the other night?
No, Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. What song? I don't remember. Uptown Girl.
It's not one of the better ones.
It's not.
No. You can do better than Uptown Girl, Billy Joel.
Yeah, but it's got the stupid chorus.
Oh, right.
See, that's what it's all about when you're singing karaoke.
Ray
might do something,
too. How about Pat Benatar? Anything for Pat Benatar?
I don't really know all that.
Rub is a battlefield?
Rub is a rattle reel.
Rub is a...
Yeah. I gotta say, I was bummed that Josh wasn't gonna be here today.
Yeah.
Josh is a good guy.
By the way, Josh Gogan, everybody, playing at the Hot Comedy Club in... Try it again.
R.O.R.
Take two.
He's starting to sound Asian too now.
Josh will be playing at Hot Comedy Club in Times Square for the Cringe Humor Show, which is May 8th. Right?
Absolutely.
It's this Thursday.
I'm going.
I believe so. All right.
Go see Saltines.
It's Rich Voss, Bob Kelly, Josh Gogan, and Kenny Michaels.
Yes.
And some other guy.
Oh, real quick, Saltines will be here next week.
Taddy Saltines coming back to the show.
Yeah.
And Richard Patrick.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Boy, you just jinxed us, dude.
Nah, he'll come on.
Listen to you! Pimpin' Straw.
He said he would. You guys been on the show like 4 times. He'll come back.
Whatever.
There's a new album coming out, dude.
I know.
Pretty good.
I think he just jinxed us. Thanks.
Like Richard Patrick. So, what are we going to do with karaoke here?
Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield?
I don't know, do Bon Jovi or something.
Jen loves Bon Jovi.
It's My Life.
What are we talking Bon Jovi here?
It's My Life.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. I love Bon Jovi.
It's good that we're getting this out now because during Sports Buffet, she wants to do this all the time and I keep telling her no.
See, you come to the...
Actually, I'm not nervous in front of you, these guys, you know. Ray usually shuts my mic off before they can hear it.
Now
so
Jen
I just,
gets stage fright.
Yeah. Can't do this sober. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Rock, you hooking it up now?
No. You want me to? Which one? Which song? I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix some technical issues at the same time here. What song is she like? Wanted Dead Alive? Blaze
it's
of Glory?
My Life.
It's My Life. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Oh, you got it here?
I want dinner right now.
Tommy, come take out the garbage.
In a minute, Mom.
The hell's that, Rock?
I think it's the video. Hello?
Where are you?
You're what? Missing it.
Get down here right now.
Where are you?
We're in the tunnel.
You have 5 minutes.
Get down here right now.
Okay.
Hurry up.
It's my life.
Scream, right?
I've never seen this video.
Is this the video?
Yeah.
What about the song?
Song for the broken hearted.
All right, hold on. We gotta figure this out. Are you gonna have her sing that?
You gotta. Okay, so, like,
I don't know what we're doing.
We're gonna do karaoke.
Not right now. I gotta
she
have like two of
beers.
Those.
Well, Karen, I know we have absolutely nothing.
Why can't she just do a couple songs?
Dance Monkey.
We can do, yeah.
Do
we
it.
Can. We can do.
What does he say? Singsnap.com for karaoke.
Yeah, try that. Go to that website.
I got to say that this being my first time out in New York and all, beautiful city. I got a lot of interesting emails from some of our shows saying, you got to check this out and that out. And the guys from Talkin' Boxin', mm-hmm. in particular, out of New York, and they were saying, you guys got to check out. I told them where the bar was, and I got a little worried because he said, you know, you got to watch out for Bleecker Street. I didn't know what that meant. Apparently, it meant you got to watch out for the
creepy
Gap people.
Yeah, the Gap people
that are walking down the street. But
yeah, unbelievable.
Very cool. It's very much like San Francisco as far as the look and feel of the streets, but 1,000 more people on the streets, and you guys have got the fucking craziest cab drivers ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. It's first time in a cab.
Yeah. Well, not, I mean, I've been in cabs before, obviously, but in New York, it was just freaking crazy.
They don't drive like that in the city. San Francisco.
There's a lot to see in the fire. There's so much to see in the city.
We need better tour guides next time, actually. Ray, when are you going to come back?
We're terrible tour guides.
Yeah. I'm sitting in the back of this cab, and it's a little one-way street. There's cars on either side, and there's three cars horizontal with each other trying to pass, or parallel with each other, trying to pass. There's, like, no freaking room. And the front of the car is maybe an inch away from the back door of the other car, and I thought for sure we were going to die, but...
I get to accidents all freaking time. I always.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. I'm crazy. Rock's trying to hook up the karaoke for Jen here.
I'm trying to figure out this website. Sorry.
Is it nice? Snap.com? What is it? Singsnap.com for karaoke.
I don't even do real karaoke. Ray just puts the song on and just turned it down in the background. Because in that way.
Well, it's better to do real karaoke, though. We do things real, keep it real on the show.
Right, because you're so professional.
We are. We're doing a great job today. We're earning our paychecks, right, Ray?
Stall.
Ray's like, oh, my
stall.
God.
Where's the crickets?
Well, right here.
My camera.
You are my slave right now.
I need a dildo now.
I got a real one for you.
No, just to play with it, you know,
stop it.
That one gets me every time.
Those clips still haunt me. They're just...
Oh, they're beautiful. Jen, you haven't heard these yet, have you?
No.
Oh, come on. You gotta hear these. You gotta hear these. I'm playing for Jen. Come on. Here's Rocket having sex.
She's a fine pussy.
What?
Turn around. Flip around.
Turn around.
Oh, the light.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. I think we need to show the camera. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear Lord, there's video?
Oh.
Here we go.
No one's ever seen it.
No one ever will. Yeah.
I got more. Hold on. Just one more. Here's more Rocket having sex, Jen.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. You got the music in the background.
No.
A little jazz.
Oh. What was that? Yeah.
How old is this fucking sex tape? Because it's like it's 1920s music playing in the background. Sounds like
no, it's not.
Yeah, the movie.
Okay, Ray. Next time we come to New York, we're not staying with Rocket. I'm scared for life.
Funny. This is actually a tape of Rocket making love to a pillow. How he talks to pillows.
You're so soft.
Amateur.
Oh, you're an amateur.
Whoa.
You're an amateur. I never heard that part. Hold on a second. We're going to have to go back into the sex tape stuff.
You're triple A league, aren't you?
You're an amateur, she says. And then she has the other one about the dildo.
You need a dildo now.
I got a real one for you.
Just
a lot of breath.
You are completely useless in this.
I got a real fun.
She was hammering you, Rock.
Amateur.
I really need a dildo. Even though you're sitting there for 20 minutes. You're sitting there for 20 minutes sweating your balls off trying to make things work.
It all sounds out of breath and cramped up.
Yeah.
I got a real one. Hold on. I need some water.
And then we just heard.
Time out.
This new one. Look at this.
Amateur.
Awesome.
How did we miss that?
Do you keep that status so you can have sex in the Olympics? You don't want to go pro?
You know, this whole coverage of the sex tape started out great for Rock. We were like, you're going to get so much fucking ass.
Now it's just...
Now it's hard.
I'm permanently in the barrel.
It went downhill quick.
My
the camera.
Suck my cock, baby.
Unbelievable. I love the way you got great diction.
He does. He pronunciates very well.
Yes.
Pronunciates
that too.
Yeah, what did I say?
Yeah, that was from last
pronunciates.
Night.
Pronunciates. I said pronunciates, and I was like, "Is that a word?" No, shit.
He talks good.
Yeah. Where's the really good one where it's like? Let me try to find it. Here we go. There's. Oh, here's a little bit more. Here we go.
Yeah.
Smack it. Ooh, yeah. Other side, too.
Harder, damn it. Harder. Please stop this.
Okay, don't
do now. Oh, yes, you do.
Max is a little flimsy, dude.
Yeah, wow, look at that.
You're just fucking knocking me.
Catching some shit.
So is that normally the soundtrack that you go by, Rocket? You know, the soft jazz? That you find that works well?
Actually, that's a little Saint Germain there, right?
As opposed to, you know, like a rave type of sound?
Yeah, no, I try to keep it a little low.
Right, here's another one. Rocket being romantic.
Oh, here we go, Grace.
Do you want me to, like... sorry.
Selfish asshole.
We create an art.
Shh, you sucking dick.
You are my slave right now. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
On a scale from 1 to 10, it's a 13, I tell you.
You're making the audio for this very unsexy.
So many gems. There are just so many gems. Oh, this one's... I think this one's my favorite.
You're making the audio for this very unsexy.
I was getting aggravated trying to make a quality video. I was getting no support from my cast.
Francis Ford Coppola of home videos.
We need...
The lighting's not...
We need more of these, right?
No!
Come on.
Stop it.
Let's do like a whole series of
ridiculous.
Them. I mean, you just bang different types of chicks.
No.
Black chick. Blah, 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 blah. See, I interact.
No.
Rocket interacting with people is very entertaining.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. Well, it's entertaining because it's like goofy.
He was such the social butterfly last night.
Yeah, you won.
He's walking around with that little mic. Though there was a few times when I didn't actually see any lights on the mic. And he was using it more to, hey.
Talk to chicks.
Can I get you to put a sticker on your cleavage?
At least one of us was doing work for the show.
I was drinking it. Drinking the work. What's that mean?
Yeah, I was recording it and you were just getting dismantled. That leads to radio airplay.
The closest Rich Mahogany has ever been to Poontang is when he was born.
What?
People don't like Rich Mahogany.
Why did not? You can't knock on Rich if he's not there. That's not right.
Leave the guy alone. Yeah,
we can make fun of him.
He's 19 years old. Let the guy, you know.
He's actually done show stuff for us. He's a good guy. He serenaded a chick on air. What was he singing to her? Oh, he did Wicked Games.
Yeah, Wicked Games. Hey, there's a song for her to sing.
Wicked Games.
No. Can't do Chris Isaac.
Well, I don't think you can do Bon Jovi either, but she's seen that.
Shut up.
This is not a question of what you can do.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I can't get that site to work too well.
Darn.
I can't figure it out. It's being annoying. Like, it's I don't know how it works. It's just stupid.
All right. So, Jen's going to do karaoke.
Yeah, maybe I can figure it out during the break.
And we'll take a break. Rock will figure that out.
Oh, all
right. Come back. More lunaticradio.com show. Rev the disc.
Hey, this is Alpha Demix from Central Michigan University. And I'm fucking Jimmy Kennedy's cock. And I'm fucking Twitter with balls. And I'm still fucking the asshole. And we are LunaticRadio.com.
If hip-hop should die before I wake, I put an X in
it. LunaticRadio.com.
Every station, murder the DJ. Roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you're either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then You Broadcast is for you. You Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the You Broadcast Player. The You Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the You Broadcast Station Manager. The You Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to youbroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.youbroadcast.com.
Hey, this is John Reap, a.k.a. Amy Guy, and I love Lunatic Radio. These fuckers are crazy.
Hey, everybody, we have this thing called the, the message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board, because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and taking shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Ramirez, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com, where we discuss things like Mark Anthony Ramirez fucking a cripple. Yeah, baby.
Missed some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Karaoke, Jen. You can do it. Hello, everybody. Lunatic Radio. Back for break. You dig this guy? Guy from my Incubus?
Alright.
Rock is trying to figure out the karaoke thing. Kid Rock chilling out.
I gave up.
Day after
yeah,
bar night.
Gave up.
We'll just do YouTube.
Jen is already, what, 1.5 beers in?
Started my second.
1.5 beers deep. Same with Raymond. They're drinking again today. Rocket's drinking, and I'm not. Taking a break. Taking a break for a while. No more drinking after yesterday. Bar night was good. If you want to come to the next one, whenever that may be, I suggest you do so. Right? Did they have any satellite bar nights? Because we try to encourage that with the listeners to live in different parts of the country. Maybe make their own little bar night.
Absolutely.
Meet up, get listeners to meet up, hang out, have a couple beers together. I don't know. We didn't hear anything back from anybody having a bar night, satellite bar night, but we encourage those to happen. Could have drug night, too. It's pretty cool.
Drug nights are good.
Drug night's not bad. Can we encourage that, Ray?
Unfortunately, You Broadcast cannot sponsor that event.
That will be on your own time.
They don't want to sponsor a bender, a Coke bender. That'd be great. What other radio stations do that, Ray?
That is a good point.
I'm thinking outside the box. That's what I'm saying.
You're thinking outside of many boxes, my friend.
All right, whatever. We're going to do karaoke?
I think so. Well, we need a song. What song are we doing?
I want a Wicked Game. What do you think? You don't like Wicked Game?
Can't do Wicked Games.
See, and this is the tough thing with Jen, because you'll
when Ray records it, I just do it.
You'll bring
I
up,
can't, like,
and I've tried this myself. You bring up a certain song or, you know, a certain bit, and Jen is, no, you just got to let it flow. You just let it come in.
Mm-hmm.
If you left that one song playing earlier, she'd be all over it.
You got to learn from the master.
Yeah.
And then you just record it. A lot of time, it's like even during the breaks.
What do you like, the 80s?
Those are easier to do, usually.
Mm-hmm. I say we give her like an 80s song, Rock. What do you think?
Actually, I was going to go for Tom Jones.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I don't know that song.
Not unusual
but
to be loved by anyone.
Karaoke here. Let me see if I
use it. Not unusual to be fun with anyone.
Oh, he's got the
Black old sun. That's all I know.
There you go, Rockstar.
Won't you come?
Can you give us a little acapella?
No.
You're a big bowl of fun.
Whatever, carry your ass.
I want to hear Kieran sing Neil Diamond. Now there you go. Love all rocks. Ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. I'll be here all week.
Try the veal.
All right. Test out the echo, though. I got to figure it out before you do your big song, Jen. Go ahead. Test it out. Just give a little speak. You know, maybe do a little couple lines from a tune you like. Go ahead.
Listen. I don't even know what to say. I was going to do It's My Life. I can't remember the word. It's My Life.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got some singing chops there.
Jen's on fire.
Wow. He's got timing of... something that has bad timing.
Okay, put up the mine. Oh, I think I might actually have figured this out. Let's see if I do this.
Trying to figure out karaoke for Jenny.
This website. Let's see how this works.
What do we got here?
I think it's supposed to be on Sound Unusual, but I have a funny feeling. This site stinks.
Stinks. Snap sucks.
It's like you just want to fucking do the song.
Yeah.
Let me try this again. Hold on. I'm going to figure this out.
Tom Jones is good. I think that's a good choice.
I think there's a way you can do this. Here, wait, song. If I do song. Wait a minute. I think I got it.
Uh-huh.
Can I just burp all day?
No.
No, it's like, ugh. This stinks.
Can I just... Let me think here. Okay. Here we go. Here's the
one. Here we go. I got it.
I hit the random button and it gave me this.
Oh, no, wait. No. It's like,
what is
it's
this?
Like
is
you
some broad?
You hear somebody. I don't want to hear anybody. I just want to hear the song.
Way more organized than
this
song.
Here we go. Well, it's just today. We're drunk. We're hungover. How about this one, Jen?
What is this?
Love on the rocks.
Ain't no surprise.
Ain't no surprise. Pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose. It's just sing the blues.
Just touch my balls.
All the time. 13 and
13.
Trying to get you in the mood.
I don't know the song, though.
You left me alone here with nothing to hold.
Right? People love that. I think it's gone.
Absolutely.
Yesterday's gone. And all I want is a smile. Well, big moments. Here we go.
First they say they want you.
Need what you need.
Say what you want.
Say what you want.
Not much you can do.
Not much you can do.
There it goes.
What is that right there?
Maybe
blue skies above.
It's cool when your love's on the rise.
Love's on the rise. Here we go, baby. Everybody. Bring it over here. First they say they want you.
I think everybody needs to do a song.
Grace, that how it works? Okay, cool. I think I figured it out.
Uh-oh.
Which is scary. Okay.
Very low.
No. Hold on. I'm going to fix this.
Rock show. There
you go. No, put your... Yeah, okay.
Do we have the lyrics for her?
Yeah, it has the lyrics.
So she's going to stand back there, and you're going to do...
He's going to sing it with me.
Do you need room to move around?
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
All right.
What song is it, Rock?
Tom Jones. Not unusual.
Okay, we're going to give her a little echo. Okay, we'll do a little echo.
It's going to be a duet.
Yeah.
It's going to be a duet.
Yeah, because...
Don't overshadow Jen, though.
I know.
Let her shine.
I think I've choked Ray with this.
Mike Hogg.
So let's see how this goes.
Sorry, Ray.
I'll let this start.
I think I'm going
to
strangle Ray with it.
Right, Jen's going to do a little karaoke for the LunaticRadio.com show.
Do it with me,
the Asian Ray? Sensation.
Sure.
What song is she doing, Rock?
Take a guess.
Tom Jones. So much.
Let me do a search.
All right, we're going to actually try to find Bon Jovi. You know, karaoke is hard when you don't know how to read.
Or sing.
where it began. I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
Come on, everybody, all together.
Wasn't the spring?
Wasn't the spring?
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
What do you got? I got the karaoke version.
Oh, I gotta stand up though to do it.
So come over here.
All right, hold on.
Right. You can share a mic.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it.
All right, karaoke show.
Speak your line.
Nothing could come of this at all.
Is that like, I can't believe I hired you.
Is the Okay. In the style of Neil Diamond, key of B.
I can't begin to know it.
Come on, Karen.
But then I know it's growing strong.
Come on, Karen.
It was the spring.
Oh, there we go.
And as the spring became summer, would I believe you come along? Hands.
Touch it.
Reaching out,
there he goes.
Touching me.
Oh, you're early.
Touching
you. Is this song about cancer?
What the fuck is going on?
Coop, and it doesn't seem to be so lonely. I'm filling up with only two.
Are you filling up? What?
I am filling up. And when I hurt, hurting him above my shoulder, how come I hurt when holding you?
That's like a paradox.
Country Roads by John Denver. It's a good song. West Virginia Mountaineers. Hey Ray, how you doing there? Out there in the crowd, I see you there.
Ray's like trying to get out of the house.
Here we go.
You want to do some karaoke, Ray? Right?
We're doing karaoke
on the LunaticRadio.com show. Last night was the big bar night, and we're all hungover, but it turns out that Ray and Jen and Rock decided to, fucking keep the bar night going. They're still drinking.
Not
that. Not me. Oh, here we go. What do we got?
Key of A, Kieran.
Key of A, what are we doing, Rock?
Oh, yes.
Here we go, baby.
Shut
Shout out to Mountaineers.
Almost Heaven.
It's the same song as Sweet Caroline.
West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River. Life is old there.
I don't know if this will work. How, do you want to do
no karaoke on LunaticRadio.com? By the way, if you're listening live and you don't like it, just fast forward to the end of the show.
Actually, just delete the show.
Yeah, for something.
All right, you want to try milkshake?
Milkshake. Oh, a milkshake.
Yeah, that is
the boys to yours.
Yeah.
Jen's going to do this.
This is a request, so come on. This, you'll figure it out.
Come on. Ready?
This one's from Absinthe. This is a request by Absinthe.
Take me a couple beers first.
All right. You're going to do this one?
Here we go.
This is milkshake. Milkshake. Everybody.
Come on, Karen, warm it up.
Dance break.
Thank you.
The boys are waiting.
The boys are waiting.
Jed, excellent job. Jed has the Rarge. What?
What?
Freaks of the Industry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that. Wow, that was fun. Holly was asking, when is this going to be over? Just hit stop.
Just hit stop. That's how it ends. It's great. All right. You know what we'll do? We'll go to break. We'll come back. Maybe do some more karaoke.
We really have nothing today.
We got more requests for karaoke.
I know. You know what? We should take requests. Absinthe, that was an excellent choice. If you have any more requests.
Karaoke show. Night after, day after bar night. Had a blast, everybody. Every once in a while, you got to do something off the radio for the radio show. And bar night, getting hammered is a great idea. We're going to do more of these bar night things, people. All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Hey, this is George Clooney. Hey, this is Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, this is Angelina Jolie, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com show.
Not a sin, not a sin.
We suck.
Hey, flew in town for the bar night.
After the performance before the break, everyone's fired. Horrible.
I apologize to all the listeners because they made me sing karaoke. I normally would not do that to you guys.
You know what? You know what's fun is that when usually when the boss comes to sit in on the show, you may want to just do some prep or something. Ah, fuck it, not us.
As we're getting ready to start, we all sit down. I'm like, oh, so what do we got planned? Got nothing.
I don't know, 3 hours of radio?
I just threw it up. I don't know what's happening next.
Oh, Holly Berry in the chat room is begging us not to do it anymore. Please no more karaoke. I believe.
That's not nice.
No, that just makes us want to do it.
I kind of agree with her, though. Sorry.
See, so, if you don't want us to do it, you just say, hey, you know what? That was so great.
Then Kieran feels mission accomplished. I'm done.
Yeah. Move on to next topic, which is something else that I don't know yet. And blah, blah, blah. But since you're begging for us to stop, we're going to do more karaoke.
We need a Holly update. Holly, what did you eat for breakfast today?
we need a Holly update.
We need a Holly update. What did you have for breakfast today?
Oh, can I sing Umbrella by Rihanna?
You want to? Sure.
Yeah, I want to do that one.
I'll look it up.
Look that one. We do karaoke on the show today. It's a karaoke show, right? This is what you paid the big bucks for, karaoke.
It's good to see you saved up all the really good stuff for today's show.
Yeah. By the way, if you think this show sucks, go listen to the one last week. It's a lot better. Rory and Lauren Karff did a phenomenal
job. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
How awesome are those guys? I mean, those guys should have their own show.
Who's this?
Rory and Lauren Karff.
Rory and Lauren. Wait, hold on. She had a Hot Pocket calzone this morning.
Wow. Unbelievable.
You can't go wrong with the Hot Pocket.
That's a Holly Berry update.
That is
we need to make a promo for that.
Holly Berry update.
This just in, the Holly Berry update.
They're the worst.
This week's show is the best show ever.
Stop it. Who said that?
Brought to you by Hot Pockets. Enjoy your Hot Pocket today.
Absent-minded.
Oh, they don't have Umbrella. How do they not have Umbrella?
Yeah, come on. That's a huge song by, what's her head? Ella.
Yeah, exactly. What's her head? Yeah. A giant forehead on her. Yeah.
What's that billboard you have for a forehead?
Shit, that's funny.
Yeah, that girl's just a walking billboard. She got a big forehead. What do you think?
Yeah, she does.
Thanks, Jim. Best colored chick in the business. No umbrella. They don't have this. Stink sucks.
Stink sucks.
What is the name of this service we're using?
Sing Snap.
Yeah, you stink, whoever you are. But if you want to buy time on the show, call Ray or somebody else. I don't know who covers that. Who does? Anybody?
You might be looking for a new comedy
show. We do have an advertising person.
Guy?
Yes, actually we do.
Fuck My Beer is frozen solid at the bottom. Okay.
The only Rihanna song they have is a song called Oh Baby. I have no idea what that is.
Maybe I'll sing that one.
We'll try it?
Play a little bit of it. All right, let me see if I get into the groove.
See if you can feel what's happening. Have you ever heard this song before?
No, I don't know.
So you're just going to kind of guess.
Yeah.
And hope it makes sense, huh? Let's see. Don't touch it. I'm good. It's going.
Wait
sure
for
you
it.
You sure you have the laptop up?
Is this the music track from Rocket Sex Tape?
Oh, look at Ray doing funnies.
You know you're my slave.
Yeah, this one sucks. This is nothing compared to the Umbrella song.
Awful.
That is awful.
She stinks.
Yeah.
Giant forehead alien. She go hang out with, what's her name?
Mongoloid head.
What the hell is that Savari chick?
Mina Savari?
Yeah, she's got big forehead.
Yeah, she got big forehead.
They could fucking make a billboard out of the two of them.
Big foreheaded chicks. That just sucks.
I hate them.
When you got a bang ass body, then your forehead's huge.
Just kills it.
It kills his forehead.
So what, I don't know what to
maybe she has, like, really big brain.
They don't have any Uptown Girl. They don't have any Billy Joel, period. So.
They don't have any Billy Joel.
How do you have a fucking karaoke website?
Yeah, karaoke website, but we have no songs. Fuck yourself.
Rocket Man. They want to hear Rocket Man?
Yeah. Sing that one, Rock. I'm the Rocket Man.
Let's see if they have it.
Rocket Man!
That was quite high.
Wow.
I want Ray to do a song, but he won't do one. He's the boss. He's got to, like,
my voice is much too low for, you know, that sort of
song. Oh, so they have
song.
Rockin' Man. Let's see how this goes. This may be a quick...
By the way, you're a sports guy, Ray.
Yes.
What's going on with my Yankees?
When are you guys going to get healthy? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, we stink.
That's the problem.
Do you think everybody getting hurt is due to, like, they can't take HGH anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Because it seems like around the league is a lot of injuries.
Yeah, there. I think a lot of players are trying to play it safe, too, as far as what they do take and are being careful. But I don't think in this instance.
Have you noticed the difference, though, between, you know, a couple of years ago and now? I mean, the game is... It's sort of, it's different. It's not.
You're not seeing like the past few years, the, you know, the long ball going, a lot more warning track stuff. And it's,
and everybody looks small.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know,
A-Rod's the only guy that looks the same to me.
A lot of people are trying to, you know, play it safe and not get in trouble. And, mm-hmm. and really a lot of these guys are just taking stuff from GNC mm-hmm. and some of that stuff, you know, shows up on tests as well. So it's a slippery slope when you get caught. Taking something. I mean, something as simple as, you know, a strong caffeine supplement. You know, sometimes that'll mess up a test. So it's funky.
I mean, did it have to be like, I don't know. I really kind of would like my ball players to be able to take a lot of those supplements. And if should be a rule. If you can buy it at GNC, you can take it.
I agree. I think if you're able to go into a store and buy it, it should be fine for...
Yeah.
Now, you run into the issue of you know, these players then doing advertising for those supplements. And you know, we saw that a lot a couple of years ago over EAS and some of those supplements that are sold through GNC. But, you know, I think it's you're right on point. You should be able to play. If you can buy it in a store, you should be able to use it.
Yeah, right.
Hell, you can buy some of this stuff at Safeway. I mean, it's not like it's crazy.
I mean, these guys play. I mean, it's not just for them to you know better their performance or cheat or whatever. But they play every day. I mean, that's got to wear and tear. If you can go to GNC and take something that'll help you recover or something, whatever, it just help you in the process of getting up every day, playing every
right.
day. Why not?
Well, and on the flip side, you know, the guys that were juicing up and you know, I think that. There is no one way to go about it. I mean, you got to either crack down hard and deal with it all the way down to the easy supplements you can get, or you let all that shit go and you have guys that are juicing up.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're stuck in a weird position there, and I would rather see it them take the hard line as opposed to letting it go on like it has.
Mm. Jen,
maybe your team just really sucks. Have you ever thought about that?
Look at a guy like Frank Thomas. I mean, that guy's freaking huge and. You know, he hasn't turned up once on a positive drug test. So some guys are just like that.
Yeah, and he's slowing down because he's been hurt too.
You said my Yankees suck, but aren't you a Giant fan?
Yeah, but you guys spend way more money.
You know,
the highest paid reliever in all time.
You got a
Barry Succo.
14
Barry
Zero. We moved him back to the bullpen.
I had it the second time.
Barry Succo.
Barry Zero.
That still wasn't funny.
That was funny.
No,
I guess it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Douche.
Barry, $126 million wasted. Oh,
no.
Yeah, he's horrible. Actually, he went from Ray's team to my team.
Well, see, Oakland offloaded him at the right time, and they've been doing that well the last few years. Well, they'll get rid of a guy, and he'll stink it up.
Now they're paying this guy $126 million to sit in a bullpen and jack.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Pretty much 82-mile-an-hour fastball.
I know, right? He actually has the best job in the world. Yeah.
He does. He's got a lot of guaranteed money in there, too. So
Yeah, for real.
You throw a crap 82 fastball, and the guy's getting paid.
Yeah, what's up with that? He needs to take steroids. 82-mile-an-hour fastball fucking sucks. I could throw that. Not really, but...
with her left hand, Jen could throw that.
But not really.
Not really.
I can play baseball. Not really, but... No.
But if I could, I would. And I would be much better than
that. Doesn't matter. The Mets are going to win it all this year. They're coming together. It's gelling.
Oh, snap. I want to hear Kieran do it all... Rockapella
style? Can you read?
Yeah. Dude, I'm fucking out of it today.
Seriously.
Swinging slow alone.
Can I knock this website a little bit more?
Yeah.
You know what the number one song is?
What?
Don't Cry Joni by Conway Twitty.
Wow.
Who the hell's Conway Twitty?
Yeah.
Thank you. Number two is Picture by Kid Rock. Three is Whiskey Lullaby by Alison Krauss. Have You Ever Been Lonely by Patsy Cline?
When was the last time somebody logged on to this website before us today?
Exactly, because number seven is Amazing Grace.
Oh my god. Ugh.
What are these? This fucking bunch of hillbillies going to this website. No offense, just saying.
Did you hear that the Olympic athletes can't eat food in China because they fail a steroid test? How about that? Our athletes can't eat the food in China because they're injected with steroids, you know, chicken or whatever.
There's a lot of shit going on over there in China that I don't know if I would want to come close to eating. But, you know, I think for the American team, that's probably the safest way to go anyways, because a lot of the times, you know, there's been instances where other, I won't say countries, but other people have fucked with the team's food.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have, you know, some guy end up getting a stomach virus very early on before, you know, a big race or something. And, you know, that shit happens. They play dirty.
Yeah. My people are shady. They'll put, like, white steroids people in the dog that they try to feed you to.
Your people? You should say white people are shady.
My people.
Yeah. Yes.
You guys are into some freaky shit.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't eat dog or whatever.
These comments chicken do not feet represent UBroadcast or anybody at UBroadcast.com.
Right. Yeah, they're freaky.
Yeah, they're.
There you go.
What are you going to do?
You gotta love when you're trying to do like a back and forth or an interview. The
I
short answer.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. Can you elaborate on that?
I agree.
My people. She just called an entire people freaky, but she can't elaborate on. They're just nuts.
There's Hawaii so many aspects nuts of freaky.
China's crazy. Nothing more.
China is crazy. Hong Kong's fucking nuts too. Been there twice.
How is it nuts?
How is it nuts?
It's too goddamn humid in fucking July.
That makes it nuts.
That makes it crazy.
Huh?
That makes it crazy.
Yeah, I can't stand it. We're from California, where there's, like, perfect weather pretty much all year round, right, Ray?
Don't let me into this, Jen.
You
I don't know where you're going with
foliage
this.
Foliage over there.
Did you vegetation just say foliage?
Yeah,
vegetation.
San Jose have four seasons? Don't they have four seasons, San Jose?
It's usually, like, two. It's kind of like summer, and then it's a little cooler.
Scorpions, Rock. They're asking for scorpions.
Rock you like a... Oh, I could do that.
You're going to do rock you like a hurricane?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one for you to do. I'm going to try to talk Ray into doing a song, too.
I'll just do the background stuff.
Yeah, balls.
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 A 13, I tell you.
Black hole, sun, balls, cock.
Yeah.
Pussy.
There it is.
I think every person at the bar meet last night, at some point in the night, had their hands on Jen's ass.
Yes.
Yeah, I was running out of space there. Like, I don't, these hands are not familiar.
How is that? I mean, does that like, because, you know, as guys, we don't get like fondled. How's that feel?
It's weird. But usually it's like, you know, if it's you guys, I can recognize the grab. But then sometimes there's like a whoa, 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 out of your jurisdiction. That hand right there.
Just the guy, he sees Rock doing it. He's like, hey, why not? I'll just put my hand there, see what happens. Kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but since it's your guys', what are you going to do sometimes? Well,
I'm just reading Abs's comment. They're like, they hate this site, but they can't stop using it. Is this MySpace? Somebody stop caring before it's too late.
Waka waka.
Abs'n, no, you nailed it, Abs'n. That's it. That is the quote of the year.
By the way, should I do MySpace?
Oh, we need to do that. All right, we don't have the proper
MySpace
sound.
MySpace radio news break.
Yeah, this is the MySpace radio news break. This is the beta version of this bitch.
Well, Deej was gone for a month. Anybody miss him? Turns out that Lady Dagger's inspired, and Vanessa seems fabulous. That has been the MySpace radio news break, everybody.
I want to suck Bernard's cock.
That all should day be it.
All day.
24/7.
All right, so are we doing a karaoke one more?
All right. It seems like they want me to do like these high-pitched songs.
I'm a radio genius, Raymond, because I am just wasting time, and people are still here.
I know I should do more than a feeling of Rock You Like a Hurricane. I feel like I could sing Rock You Like a Hurricane better. Not that.
Rock You Like a Hurricane? Wait, you're going to pick a song that you can sing good?
Well, I know, because More Than a Feeling has a lot more words. I think Rock You Like a Hurricane is kind of like more
basic.
Remember, I had to do Milkshake, dude. Come on.
No, I'm just trying to think.
You guys sold me out there.
No, that was good. I think we're up. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Key of E.
E minor.
Wow.
There is Rockin', everybody. Rock You Like a Hurricane on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Comes out.
performance of the night.
You really can do those rock streams.
Till people die.
Yeah.
All right, good. Good. All right.
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying coming in from the chat room.
I think this stupid bit was only for Absinthe. Anyone else that listens to the show is just going to shut it off.
Oh, yeah,
but Absinthe's going to love it. so this show is dedicated to Absinthe. You showed the echo.
Okay.
Ray's so proud. Aren't you proud, Ray?
There we go. There's Rocket, everybody.
I like it a lot.
This song offends my state.
That's because he's from Florida and they get a lot of hurricanes.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, that was mahoganized.
You're making the audio for this very...
Shut up!
...unsexy.
Asshole.
I thought you made that audio pretty sexy, Rug.
You're making the audio for this very...
Okay.
...unsexy.
What we got to do right now, everybody, is take another break. We're going to come back, do some drunk calls.
And just call it a show.
And call it a show. And go eat. Salad bowl, right?
Yeah, we gotta go see Terry.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. Come back. Maybe we'll get Ray to sing.
Rocket, you woke my girlfriend up. That's right. Make me an alarm clock sound. There we go. Let's get John and you broadcast on this. Make me a fucking like alarm clock sound. Wake up! Start to wake up!
Or not.
Or not.
All right, breaking. Back up.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
Towards the end of the night was really the only thing I remember of the vacation. It's clear as day. We're all walking back to the hotel because we're at enough, right? Walking back, there's a group of people walking back to the elevators at the Trop. And I'm walking with my buddy Dan, talking to Dan about whatever. I don't know what the hell we were talking about. And there's these girls in front of us.
It was like six or eight girls.
Yeah, six or eight girls in front of us. Right in front of us. And I'm walking. I got my head turned, whatever, talking to Dan. And these girls just stop. Like, just stop in the middle of the hallway. And I didn't see them, and I bumped into a girl. And I put my hand on her back in her thing. And I was like, hey, excuse me. And I just kept on walking past her. And she, like, made some face, apparently. Like, I didn't know. And my buddy Pat, like, was like, no. Like, she made a face like I groped her.
Yeah.
Like, groped her ass, like I was actually finger banging her as I was
passing. Right.
It wasn't so much that girl's face, it was the girl's friend who was right next to her.
Mm-hmm.
Who was just like, oh no, you didn't look.
Right.
And when Pat saw that, and Pat literally stopped, turned around and goes, oh no, no, you do not get that face over this.
Right, she stopped.
And it's like, the biggest fucking thing started.
Right, and literally, I did not even feel her ass.
Right.
I put my hand on her back, and I just pushed her to the side. I didn't push her. I was just like, excuse me.
Sure.
Like when you're walking out of an elevator.
Sure, right.
You bump into somebody, that's exactly what the thing was, you know? So these girls just start going off on me. Like, I'm like a rapist.
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
And so it was like, so what happened
to these
black
chicks?
No, white chicks.
Wow. And one little Asian girl who had the biggest attitude out of all of them.
Yeah.
She got right in Kieran's face.
Like, yeah, right in my face. So, like, it started into, like, an argument with people. And we were just like, calm the fuck down. I just bumped into you. What's the big fucking deal? And unfortunately, they were going to the elevator, too. So it just...
It just kept on going.
Yeah, it was just going. And they wouldn't let it go at all.
And the girl that got bumped into is trying to let everything go. She's like, all right, it was just, you know, we stopped, okay, blah, blah, blah.
So you would think that would end up a clash of the bitches.
You know, right. Fucking, you know, I believe my buddy Dan was like, yeah, you're a bitch. This is a bitch this. Bitch that we're just like relax,
yeah.
Go home,
and they're like, oh yeah, bitch, whatever, like that hurts our feelings,
right.
Blah blah blah.
And nothing's getting through to you. They wouldn't let it go.
Right.
Wouldn't let it go.
Meanwhile, the girl that you did this to, well, you didn't do
she
much.
She wants to go to a room.
Exactly.
Right. So you know, I'm just the entire time I'm just walking ahead.
Yeah,
I'm just
right,
like
right,
in a way. I'm like, I'll calm the fuck down. Saying, I'm like, yeah, relax, and we're going back. So we get to the corridor where the elevators are, and these girls just fucking hype up, man. They're fucking still going at it. And we're trying to like, hey, we're just going to go home. We want to go back. It's a late night. Let's forget about it. Nothing happened. You're overreacting. And they're just not getting the fucking hint.
No.
It's like 15 minutes into this fucking bullshit argument.
Yeah. And
about something that didn't even happen.
And they don't even have anything to say. They just take what we're saying and say back sarcastically.
Yeah.
Right.
And at this, there's no reasoning with these girls.
Right.
And so I start getting mad. bitch. So I'm sitting over in the corner waiting for the elevator, away from everybody, sure. Pretty much. Just waiting for the fucking elevator.
Just wanted to
I'm
go.
I'm getting pissed because these girls are just yelling insults right. And shit like that. And I got the fucking... I got a little thought in my head. I was like, you know what, fellas? Take some cover because I'm throwing a C-bomb. And I believe my words were, why don't you shut the hell up, you cunt?
You leveled the playing field.
Honestly, for you, I've never done that. You should have seen the scattering of chicks.
It was like you could tell that the mood had just changed.
Sure, right.
Because, I mean, they went from, bitch, hey, what he calls bitches, blah, blah, blah.
To violence.
To just, like, they were furious.
Oh, my God, the C word. They didn't like it.
I wouldn't think so.
Dude, it was funny. Even my friends, like Dan and Pat and Josh, I was looking at Pat when I said it. Right. His head snapped so quick to me. He was like, no, dude, you didn't just say that. And I was like, yeah, I did.
I was just laughing because I don't give a shit what you say to someone.
And even Dan had that. When Dan heard it, he was like, wow, that was harsh.
Yeah.
But then he was like, you know what? You really are a cunt.
Because they wouldn't let it go. Because they kick it in hyper gear after that.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah. At this point, it's funny because it's like, at this point, the guys that have been arguing for Kieran, two of them have now turned against him. Going, dude, that wasn't right. You shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. And they're still, blah, 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 blah. All right, shut up. We're dealing with this. And then you go, all right, yeah, fine. You are a bunch of cunts. Yeah. The elevator door opens. And pile in,
right.
And I fucking wish that we all piled in with them to continue the argument.
Keep going with it.
But instead, we pushed the button, and another elevator opened up almost immediately.
And we're right across each other. Like,
yeah,
they're
right
in their elevator, we're on our elevator, looking at each other. And we're screaming as the elevator doors are fucking closing. They're yelling, we're yelling. It was fucking ridiculous.
And I was hoping that the doors would open up and they'd be on the exact same floor as us so we could continue it.
I mean, it really, I don't even have to say this because it's such a non-issue or whatever, but that cunt was so warranted. So warranted.
Yeah.
They deserve to be called cunts because they took something that was just completely nothing.
An accident.
Yeah, it was an accident. And they're the ones that caused it.
Yeah.
I bumped into her. I was in.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio. These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah.
Do you wanna die?
You wanna die?
Do you wanna die?
You wanna die?
Do you wanna die?
Hello, everybody.
Do you wanna die?
Here we go. Starting it off. Hour number three of the radio program, I hear you there. Huh?
Hi.
Here, Rock Chillin'. Ray and Jen from Sports Buffet.
Welcome to Sports Buffet.
Welcome to Sports Buffet.
You and Derek for the SFM Sports. Sports.
Joining us.
What are you going to do?
We don't have plurals in the Asian culture.
I got to say, it's been a lot of fun out here, and I appreciate...
Well, Adam, we didn't ask you.
Yeah, you know what? How about you go fuck yourself then?
We know it's fun, damn it. No, go ahead, Ray.
No, you had a good time? I having a good time, and I got to thank Rock for putting up with us and letting us stay over to his place.
You're not a big flyer guy, though.
I am not. I've been to the East Coast one time before. I've been to Florida,
mm-hmm.
and never been back since. I'm just not a flyer, so this took a lot for me to jump on a plane and come out here.
Wow. Let go, Ray. You're a good guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're a good guy.
It's great to have you come out,
you know,
man.
It was a lot of fun. I have a few observations just from my days of being here.
Please,
right,
here we go.
Rock, do we have a little music for him? Ray's observation segment.
Ray's observation.
This is how we work. Hey, we just figure out shit.
Okay.
No, that's it? Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
Firstly, Rocket has the gayest bed sheets ever.
They're Italian and gay.
They are. I will say this. He's very stylish, but... When I came in, I definitely thought that there was a woman living there.
Wait a minute. Let's, you know.
How did you preface that conversation starter you and I had the other day?
You started like, oh, nice sheets.
No, not that one. You were like, dude, I'm such a faggot when it comes to. Like, that's how he, that was his line to open up the conversation. Yeah, nice sheets. I commented. They're very nice.
Thank you.
They're a little faggy.
So they're gay sheets, huh, Ring?
Well, hey, if they're comfortable and you like them, that's
all that matters.
More power
to
you.
They're brown, but they're pinstripe brown. I don't know. Rocket's bed sheets are not Spider-Man.
While Kieran and Ray were looking at your gay sheets, Rocket took me to a ministry concert.
Yes.
Wow, interesting people.
Yes. Yeah, we had a really busy weekend. I took Jen to a ministry concert.
Rocket's completely faggoty and insane because you like that type of music. Those guys are nuts, right?
Words, Kieran. Try him. How about you?
I don't even know. Go ahead.
All right, so wait. More Ray observations.
Yeah, observations, Ray. Go ahead.
My only other one, and I won't. I don't want to get into it too much, but
no, let's do it. We got to fill an hour.
No, I mean, great city. Everyone's been awesome. Kieran did a fantastic job of showing me around a little bit as we drove over after the...
There's a street. After there's
the,
a tree.
There's the Belmont.
Him, I showed him Farmers Boulevard where LL Cool J's
You didn't go
from.
Down it. You showed him it.
Like, oh, yeah. I showed him the sign. It said, here it is.
A lot of it I missed as we were zooming by, but... It was very cool, you know, and you know, nothing but thanks to you guys, and I'll just end my thoughts of this past weekend was I came about this close to punching Kieran in the gut last night as I was trying to sleep.
Yes, he should have punched me in the gut.
Oh my god! Oh no!
And I'm not saying anything.
No!
He was very upset.
Oh my!
I got nervous. I heard his voice. I froze.
Not in my house! No!
I was mentally saying that before I spoke up.
Fucking A, man! Can you stop?
You know what? I thought it was you, Rock.
All right, that doesn't help at all. No, that doesn't help. No, not again!
It was,
although, Ray, you had to deal with what I had to deal with. No! Not in my house!
It was awkward.
You might want to throw out the couch.
I had to speak up because it was just a very, very awkward time.
Son of a bitch! Can't keep him in the fucking pants for one night!
No, well, I was doing aerobics. What are you talking about?
I wouldn't have even known if I didn't hear the belt.
The fucking belt!
Oh my god!
I had to masturbate. Sorry. I mean, you know what
No,
I mean.
Not on my couch!
Any other
I
job?
I don't spend money on another fucking couch, Kieran.
It's a bed couch anyway. Get rid of the fuck.
Shut the fuck up! I gotta fucking Clorox that shit now.
Just watch where you sit.
No.
You just flip the cushion over.
I can't get away from you. That doing that.
You know what? I'm not gonna tell you where it is on the couch.
No.
You're never gonna sit on that fucking thing again. I'm sorry.
I can't believe you can't. Oh, you are never having alcohol again. Never.
At first, I wasn't sure what was going on. I heard something. I'm like, it was like 4 or 5 in the morning, and I was just.
Was it that late?
It was just. I was done. I was very tired. And
dude, it wasn't your head.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I'm laying there, and I hear. So I'm like, what the hell was that? What the?
Sounds like I have no rhythm.
I'm like, oh hell no.
No!
This shit is not going on where I'm trying to sleep.
No! Not in my house!
Can you do this?
I gotta move! I gotta fucking move!
And then I think there was an issue because I heard...
No! I don't care when this happens in hotels because I don't live there, but this is in my fucking house, man!
It's in my house, man. Well, you do it there. Why can't I?
Because it's my place! You suck! You can't keep that fucking thing in your pants! You're the worst!
Not at your place.
Clearly not at my place. Clearly, it's whatever you need to do.
Well,
right?
You know.
Oh, my God.
Next time, we'll take a dump on your counter.
So there you go. Those are my thoughts of this weekend.
I can't believe that.
I love Ray's fucking reenactment of it, though. The slow click, 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 click.
I'm laying there thinking, oh, please, God, don't tell me that's what I think it is. Graham,
cramp.
I will never sleep where you are in any sort of vicinity, because obviously... All right, that's got to happen.
Want? You want to go mix up a batch on my couch?
No! Oh, you're the worst, man. You're the worst. Oh, fucking A, man.
All right, this is awkward now.
I've been saving that one up all day.
I feel way better.
Waiting for the end of the show, because now I am just done.
You probably could have. That would have been good to just kick the show off with that one. Oh. We wouldn't have done karaoke, I'm sure. Well, yeah, good. Now the people are completely off. They don't know where
I missed the 8-year streak.
That's good. Not anymore.
Clearly.
I'm back to zero again.
I can't believe that.
You wanted drunk calls?
Yes, please.
Change topics? All right, drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out, get hammered. And instead of calling their boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads, husbands, or wives, they call us on the Drunk Call Hotline. Hi, Postal. Thank you for coming to the bar night last night.
Postal.
Gone Postal in the chat room. Here we go.
She's a little cutie.
Oh, look at that. Barack Obama called in, I believe. Barack Obama? Anybody?
About time.
He's trying to get the word out. He had a tough time in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Dad. This is Barack Obama. And I'm TheLunaticRadio.com.
All right, there you go.
The Obama plane.
We get it.
it's a big party on the Obama campaign.
He was rolling there. He was rolling. Here's Chris.
Lunatic Radio. What's up? This is Chris Mix calling from Vancouver. Been listening to your podcast for the last, I don't know, 6-7 months or whatever. The shit is good. That's good shit you guys are going on. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, but Rocket.
Yo!
Love the Rocket.
Thank you.
It's good stuff. Sort of. I just wanted to say shout out to Lunatic Radio.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I'm drunk and I'm married, so...
that sucks.
Who the fuck else am I going to call? My wife at 3 a.m.? I don't think so.
I like this
guy. LunaticRadio.com. You're the shit.
Nice.
Take care, guys.
It's like a liner. It's a liner.
It is a nice liner. Vancouver checking in, Rock.
About time. The Canucks.
Who are they?
Shut up. You're not allowed to talk.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Here we go. Couch. Here's Jim.
Hey, this is Jim from Dyer, Indiana.
That sucks, man. You can't, like... Oh, man. That sucks. It's just... It's a...
Hey,
it's very funny, though.
No, it's not. All right.
If you want help later, Rock, I'll help you carry that couch out of the house.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to
put it on the curb.
You want to just trade? I'll give you mine.
I'm sure his is worse, dude.
Yeah, I know. There's not.
I don't know how I ever sit on it. This chair, I'm on the other hand.
Hey, this is Jim from Dyer, Indiana, and I've been listening to you guys for, oh my God, the last 3 years on the internet. Download it. Hey, you guys are on Zoom now. I requested Zoom about a year ago for you guys to be on there. And I'd say like to say hi to Dave from New York. That's my buddy in Long Island.
Why don't you just give him send him an email or something?
Why don't you have... Never mind.
And I've been listening to you guys.
Sex or what, dude?
For, oh my God, the last 2 years. Oh, I think I already said that. Anyways, I'm drunk. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye, Jim. Thank you, Jim, for listening for so long. I love when that happens. Listeners, they come just out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Fuck this guy. People are calling in. Zune sucks.
Come on, Zune. It's a player.
Who's Dave on Long Island? People are asking.
Some ruthless
busybodies in there. Here's Ray Ray, the king of the Drunk Call Hotline.
Ray Ray.
Ray Ray.
What's up, fuck six? Ray, listening. I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
I'm so drunk right now. It's awesome. He's doing a little karaoke at the Easy Street. Fucking sang some good songs. Sang a little, girl, I want to take it to a gay bar. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gay. But,
or anything.
You know, nothing against those people. Gay bar. Yeah. I met this chick.
You went to a gay bar?
No, I think there was a song called I'll Take You to a Gay Bar. It was like some stupid, trendy song.
You should sing that one, Rick. Gay bar is hilarious.
I went to, completely off topic, I went to see Robert Randolph up in San Francisco with a buddy of mine. Mm-hmm. We're meeting a bunch of people up there. And we jumped into a bar to grab a quick drink before the show. And there was nothing on the bar door except an arrow that pointed in the door. And we walked by and we saw there was a bar there. So
right.
we go in there, we start, I order a beer, and I'm kind of standing there looking around. And my buddy's talking. And I've noticed there's lots of candles and there's sofas, right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, wow, I've never been to a bar that has like sofas and it's very dark. And the guy comes to talk to me. He's all, and he asks me, you know, hello, what would you like for something
oh,
to drink?
No.
And I'm like, you motherfucker, you took me to a gay bar.
What are you telling me? This was Steve, right?
Yeah, my buddy Steve. I'm all, you realize, look at, one of the bar has a freaking couch on it.
That's awesome.
So yeah, that was interesting.
So did you stay or leave?
I had a Guinness, I slammed it and got the hell out of there. My buddy Steve's all, I want to stay a little while. But I said, no, I got to get that.
Honestly? Is that what he said?
No.
Her name was Jen with a J. I don't really know how she would spell Jen, but all I do know is she was white and hot, and I was calling her Jen with a J. Yeah. So, Rocket!
Yo!
Congratulations, bro! You got your Negro card today, brother!
Yay!
Rocket, you are now officially a Negro.
Bounce
I dub the Negro. And that meets my two white people to Negro quota. So, I'm about to eat this Reese's peanut butter egg that's been here since Easter. It's like fucking 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, something like that. And I'm starving. All right. Peace, bitches.
Nice.
Congratulations, Adam. I don't know
wow,
the,
this yeah. is great. Yeah.
The honor that's been bestowed
Man,
upon
I
you.
I tell you, I worked really hard yeah. to get up to here, and it's great to be part of the crew. It's part of the brothers.
Go. Top of the mountain.
And with the brothers now. Holla.
Shoot, son, I've been a Negro for 5 years now. New. Coming in from the chat room. Okay. Yo, what's going on, UB John? Here we go. Is Sean's on fire from Key Largo.
Dude. Karen, this is Sean's on fire from Key Largo, stoned out of my fucking gourd. Dude, you got to get the fucking fax thing taking off of there.
All right.
Dude, that thing's fucking retarded.
I get it.
Right? Hey.
What?
Y'all fucking have a quick little fucker, right?
That kid needs to get something to do. Man.
I don't understand that last part.
He's losing his mind on Key in Paradise.
Angry about the facts.
Yeah. Here he is again.
Hey, crazy fellas. This is Sean's on fire from the Florida Keys. What's happening? Yo, got the fucking coronas. Got the coronas. I've been drinking the coronas. Uh-huh. Fat Kev doesn't like coronas. Uh-uh. Coors Light only. What's up with the Yankees there,
was
Karen?
Is that El Fato Kevo? I don't know. This is our listeners, though.
He likes this Key Largo guy.
Out of mind. Oh, here's Vox. This is actually a couple of weeks ago. I forgot to play it, but here's Vox.
Oh!
Our model.
Hello, everyone. This is Vox coming to you sadly sober from beautiful California. That's right. I made it through basic training, and I'm currently in tech school. And
yeah, she, the hot chick Vox, who was our model, she like went into the Navy and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
She's hardcore.
Wow.
The basic training thing? Yeah, she's intense now.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Wow. That's all I got.
I'm loving my life. I miss everybody terribly and just sort of thought I would give a call and check in and let you all know that I am still alive. For those of you who have my number, it's still the same. Feel free to give me a text message or a phone call because I miss you all. I hope that eventually I'll be able to make it back to the show, but I don't have a computer. So wish me luck with that. Anyway, I love and miss you all and hope everyone's doing well. And I heard that the show got a contract and fucking rock. Congratulations, guys. I am so proud of you. Kisses. Mwah.
Aw, she's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
Good to hear from Vox.
Yeah, she's old school.
Yeah, old school.
Been around a while.
But that ass is amazing.
That ass is fantastic.
There's nothing old about that.
No. That's fine, nice, young, and firm.
Here is Woot. Or, ooh, I don't know what this guy is. He's a black guy from Florida. There we go.
What's up, lunaticradio.com? It's your boy out the O, Florida.
WO2DBOR. Been a little minute since I called y'all motherfuckers, but I've been listening. Y'all sons of bitches are still tad racist, but it's funny. It's funny, so I guess I'll keep fucking listening.
We're tad racist, but it's like, okay, it's all right.
It's only a
I don't finally put down the fucking baggies and scales and headed up to Jacksonville to go to this this dive school, man. It's off the fucking chain, bro. Fucking black man in commercial diving. Imagine that shit. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all motherfuckers that we had your sports on lock. So now I'm going after the motherfucking incomes. You know what I'm saying? Make by, I don't know, about 100K offshore. You know what I'm saying? That's enough money for me to live off of. You know what I'm saying? I can do good on that.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'll call in next week, get back on the fucking drunk old hotline, you know what I'm saying? Let your motherfuckers know how it's going. Cheer.
I love black guys are the best.
I did not understand a word of that.
His name I couldn't get. His name I couldn't.
Sounded like a great call, I just couldn't interpret it.
00 squared, whoop, 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 hot, whatever he said. I don't know what he said.
But
apparently he was mentioning in a prior phone call about how, you know, black guys pretty much dominate athletics, and right. Now he's taking over that income shit.
Rag 'em, rag 'em, yeah. rag ball. Allah, ha, rag ball.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Is that what it is?
Sorry.
Pimp smack your ass, bitch. You my hooker now.
We like the, we like the black guys.
We like them.
We like the brothers, man.
Karen really likes them.
Assalam, not in that way, right? Assalam, like, or, yeah.
Lost that one.
Yeah. Here is, finally, Two Stone Mike.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio's fucking giving a call in. Wasted, chilling. I think I said I was Two Stone Mike calling in, I think it is Two Stone Mike calling in. Not much to talk about. You know, I seriously had something to say, dude. Fucking A, man. I was sitting here drunk, thinking about the drunk hotline. Something crossed my mind. I don't know what that is. Fuck. I seriously had something to say, man. Something about, something fun.
He's losing his mind.
Maybe something about, show.
Two Stone Mike?
How much
Rachel
fun
Weeds
it
is just all over the place.
Maybe it was about the show.
What?
Anyway, I've been listening to some old shows lately. And
finally, we're getting to
they
something.
Were fun.
It was fun.
I'm glad to get rid of Ronnie Beans, though. One lazy ass motherfucker.
Wow,
who made Karen feel like he had to keep explaining himself to Ronnie on why the show sucked. You don't need to explain it. It fucking sucks. So what? Fucking let it be a show, man. Fucking quit questioning this shit. You know.
Wow.
Good riddance, Ronnie Bean sucks.
Jeez.
Fucking welcome, Josh Gogan.
Joshy Jingles.
Welcome to the show,
Jingles.
Motherfucker. This guy is the shit.
Hey!
And he's gonna bring your
really
show to the
though.
Next level. You just watch, man. Joshy fucking Gogan. I'm not gonna use the Jingle Bells part on this guy because his name is Josh Gogan.
That's right.
And there you go. Now I'm getting a call coming in here. Wife's out at a bachelor's party. I'm sitting here drunk, staring at two buses in the backyard, smoking a smoke. Enjoy the show. Hopefully I've killed it for y'all, and hopefully you know,
every week
I get a dump in because I took a dump and I smoked some weed.
Awesome.
Wow, it took like...
Wow.
It's a damn shame. It took 2:30 to get to a good line. We like him, though. He's like one of them guys. You just got to always play his call.
It's one of the big debates on whenever you have a major change in a show, where similar to, you know, Jackie the Joke Man versus Artie Lang.
Yeah.
You know, you have a change like that, and you have someone come in that still that kicks ass just the same, and but in a different way. And
yeah.
You know, what's great is that, I mean, you guys have really fed off of that, and Josh has been kicking ass. I actually like Ronnie Beans, but I
no,
you know,
we
I like
do. We all do.
I like, but I like Josh too. I think I think he's been great.
Yeah, I like Josh too. He fits in really well, and we like him, right, Rock?
Absolutely.
There you go. That's what I want from Rock. One word answers.
Well, I'm not going to elaborate on it. So yes, no question.
Yeah, well, you can, you know, whatever.
Exactly. I'm still recovering from that fucking awful.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're yeah, we doing karaoke?
No, I'm doing karaoke. We just did karaoke for like an hour.
No.
What, we're at a drunk calls?
Well, that was it.
Oh my god! I thought we had more.
We usually do the drunk calls at the end of the show, so I was like going to go right into the end of the show, and I realized we have a half hour to do.
Shit.
Still. So what are we going to do, Rock?
And you are contractually obligated to finish that half hour.
Right. Because the boss is like watching the clock as we do radio.
Yeah. Well, we're losing a week this week. We're losing a week this month anyways.
Mm-hmm.
The 18th show. No show. There's a heads up. No show in a couple weeks. Karen's going to be away. Messing up someone else's couch. That's what he does. He goes around the country messing up people's couches.
What did it sound like, Ray? It was like...
It started out very slow. You cramped up much before it got that fast.
Oh!
I blew a tire.
ACL went out and he had to...
Yeah.
I should text
my
your brother.
Hip flexor.
I should text your brother. Be like, put plastic on your couches. Save yourself.
Yeah, I never.
Is there anything?
Sorry, you don't use couches out there.
Is there anything more uncomfortable than? I mean, I talk to Adam about this. I mean, Rocket knows what I've recently gone through.
Yes.
No, that's awful. I actually feel bad for you. Because I really, you know, as when I was there in the same room happening, I was like, well, luckily I'll be the only person who has to go through this. But now I see this. Kieran doesn't give a shit.
You know, I want all
Kieran
my friends.
Kieran got a fucking audience in the fucking room. Kieran's gonna set up bleachers one day, just right in front of his bed, except to take admission at the door. Like, yeah, come on in.
If I wasn't as angry as I was that early in the morning... My other thought was that I was going to do a quick one hand on the sheet.
No, don't do that.
One hand on the light socket with my camera ready, and I was going to go, bam!
That would have been an awkward picture.
And I got blackmail for years.
God damn it.
Not just years, like the rest of your life. That is so gross.
Put that on the homepage.
So
that is the worst, you know.
You know what? Blacklight the couch.
I don't even know if I'd want to do that.
Oh, although it might be like right. I don't know. You know what? Just find it. I won't tell you where.
Just find it.
I'm not going to tell you where it is on your couch.
Hey, really though, you got to learn some level of control. I don't care how wasted you are. Honestly, it's starting to get bad. You're just getting bad.
And above the boss's head.
I mean, god damn.
My head was right there. I was trying to sleep.
Just bad. Have some control, man. It'll be
like
there.
You said it like I'm banging people in the street.
You pretty much are at this point, dude. You really are. Oh, God. I'm making your brother aware.
Wasn't the
I'm sending your brother a text.
It wasn't the best location, probably.
Should have been an option. I live there.
There were guests there.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You know, Ray, I'm not trying to, like, oversee
I know,
that.
And I was entertaining.
I mean, we're talking, like, I don't know, 4 feet away from you?
That's,
at most.
That's being generous, too.
Yeah, at most 4 feet. Oh.
I probably could have reached Ray's forehead if I really gave it some...
That was another concern. Well, what happens if a hand or a foot comes through and starts stroking my bald head?
Hey, wait a minute. Is it raining in here?
As much, Ray, I wish that never happens to you, get that situation. But in my honest opinion, you have every right to fucking cut the shit. You have every right to be like,
oh,
stop.
No, he did. And
I did.
We froze.
I was not, no, because as soon as I put all of it together... I'm like, oh, hell no.
No,
because I got to fucking sleep, and you are not going to be pulling this shit above me.
Do the sound effects again.
So I don't remember. I think I said something to the effect of, you know, knock, seriously, knock that shit off.
Yeah, because it's like you remember when you were younger, when you were trying to go to bed, and you're like just banging around in your room, and your parents think you're in bed, and they come by, and they're like, knock that shit off and get off the bed.
Right.
That's what it was like. Here's my reenactment. Knock that shit off! That's pretty much it. Oh, petrified.
I hope at the very least I ruined the end of it.
Yeah. Crash landing it was. All right, this is awkward. Barack,
what?
It's a good couch you got.
Shut up!
It's a good one.
You, oh my God, you actually might have to consider taking, like seeing a therapist. It might
why?
Be
because
getting that bad.
Because a load ended up on your couch?
You have no control! None!
What, 2 times in 32 years I've had sex
Shut
with five
up.
People? People do it all the time.
And two of the people that you did it in front of are sitting right in front of you.
People.
Yeah, I like to hang out with the people I have sex in front of. Or whatever I do.
So bad. I should have left you on that train. Now the fucking...
He should have left.
Station manager isn't working now. It's just falling apart ever since John came into the room.
Station manager just quit. Like, fuck it, I'm out here.
It's like, I'm done.
It's kind of weird. It started as soon as John came into the room. It's gone downhill since.
We may have found the point.
Yeah, we found the
point
weak
of failure.
Yeah. John, leave.
Yeah. Radio kryptonite.
Awkward silence.
I actually don't know where it is.
Poor Rocky. Look at Rocky's face.
You got to, like, do a little investigation.
What? After the first time it happened, I promised myself I will never put myself through this situation again.
First time, it's got to be more awkward. Your couch now.
Well, he didn't really know anything about it either until just now.
No.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have told him. Like 6 months down the line, I would have told him, oh, you might want to check the couch.
Well, luckily I could flip the things over.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I'd flip it. Definitely.
Is there no trip there in the mindset when you're
hammered? Yeah, well, both times I was wrecked. So
that's the thing. Wait, see, that's the thing. I understand you were very wasted, but you had to be to some level of coherence. I don't think you could really have sex if you were that obliterated.
At no point did it go through your head. Ray is sleeping feet away from me.
Yes, actually, pretty much the entire time.
Wow! Therapy! That is therapy!
That just makes it 10 times worse.
That's therapy! You.
Oh,
there's
a.
The shit's
is
about
this
to hit
a
the
therapist?
Fan.
Let's
see what this is. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello, can you speak to Kieran?
Uh oh. Is this Sharky's in Staten Island?
Yes, it is, bitch.
Shaggy!
What's up there, big man? How'd you like
what are you
the
doing, buddy?
How'd you like the bar night last night?
Dude, it was fucking awesome, man.
By the way, this is John from Naked Jedi.
Yeah.
We call him Shaggy.
Yo, so what are you guys doing, man?
I just found out some information, John, that Kieran did a certain level of business on my couch during the night. And
there's a load on his couch,
basically. And so I was in my bedroom, he was on my couch, and Ray, the guy we met last night, Ray Garcia, was a mere 2-3 feet on the floor sleeping on an air mattress while he was doing that.
Oh, that's gay.
Thank you.
It's not gay.
That's gay.
How is that gay? I wasn't doing it with him.
There was a man within like a foot away.
He was sleeping like a teddy bear.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, hell no. No, I freaking got up and said, knock that shit off.
Knock that shit off.
Adam let that...
Wait, is that after it loaded up on top of the head of his dick or before it?
No. This was after I finally confirmed what the hell they were doing.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Was that an unfamiliar sound? You had to confirm it? Is it new to you?
No.
No. No, listen, I feel bad for Ray John. This is borderline Kieran needs therapy because it's almost becoming too commonplace now for him to have sex with people around.
It only happened twice in my lifetime.
You let it happen again, man.
Do you need an audience so that that the next morning you have confirmation that you actually did get something?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You got a good point there, Ray. You might be onto something.
God damn it.
No, man. Hey, Karen, what did you think? Like, someone's going to say next day and go, dude, that was great, man. It was awesome, bro. Cool.
Looking for the
you can do it,
line.
Man. I'm rooting for you.
It was late.
Thank you.
You know, in the first
time. We could have went somewhere.
Well, the first time when I was in the same room, it was in a hotel, so obviously I would never be there again. But it happened in my house, John. It happened where I live on my couch.
Rocket, throw the couch out.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying.
Burn it immediately.
Wait a second. Wasn't Jen sleeping on the couch?
John, no. you are a super sleuth, John.
It's like
really. Who's sleeping on the couch besides.
It's like CSI.
Boy, John, you're a Sherlock Holmes, John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get a call later. Right. Are you fucking kidding me?
Great.
No, it's not, John. It is not.
That's great. No. Dude, what can I see over your house?
Fuck you.
Let me come over, Rock. Come on.
No, asshole, you have to be
what piece of furniture can I soil? You must have hot furniture.
It does. You should see his sheets.
No.
Oh, no.
Ridiculous.
He's got faggoty sheets.
Oh, my God. Shut up. You can't talk.
I should have done him in the
great.
Sheets.
That's great.
Were you bare ass? Would you keep your boxes on at least?
Oh, no.
What's up?
Oh, I don't know, Rock.
You don't know? Ah, this sucks. I gotta get rid of my fucking. I'm gonna keep my fucking. I'm gonna get rid of my fucking couch.
So, did you have a good time last night, John?
I had a great time, man. You guys were awesome, man. Awesome time.
Thank you so much for coming down, man.
Dude, anytime you guys got something going on, you just better let me know, man.
Yeah, definitely. You gonna come back on the show sometime soon?
Yeah, I want to come back right away. I want to come today. It's unfortunately your personal things getting away. You know, I caught my nuts in a zipper and I had to go to the hospital. Sorry.
Ah, yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, yeah, it does hurt. You know what? I would rather have been on like Rocket's couch beating off, but
right.
You know, that's why I was taken.
That's my place to be.
Fucking Shaggy's May 16, Shaggy's.
Yeah. Give the big plug for the next gig.
Definitely. Plug it. 16th, baby. Fucking rock and roll. Shockies in Staten Island. I'll be rocking out with my cock out.
Shaggy Staten Island.
Staten Island. All right.
Making Jedi. All right, listen, guys.
What?
Fucking rock and roll, man. You guys kick ass. I love you guys.
By the way, John was the big winner last night in our little drink contest.
John, your prize is here because you gave it to me. You're like, dude, I can't take this on the bike. Give it to me tomorrow.
I couldn't. I actually went and got a falafel.
Did you?
So what are you doing? Are you going to take that from me, Jen?
No, I said it's here. I reminded Rocket to bring it over today. So it's here, waiting for
you. All right, have Rocket bring it over, and then I'll let you know. You got beer in it?
No.
Come on, what are you doing? That was the whole thing. You wanted to know if beer could be in it.
Oh, I don't remember that part. when Ray had that,
I put a sticker on her ass for like an hour.
Yeah.
For an hour.
So you guys must have done like a whole segment on her ass, right?
Well, I think we covered it last night. Oh, right. I'm digging myself a hole.
It's a 13.
Yeah, it's a 13.
I kept telling you guys, she had a great smile, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they cared. I could have had three eyes.
They
didn't
all turn out the
ass. Awesome.
I think everybody was touching it.
I'm proud of those guys.
Well done.
I'm shutting up.
We're never having a bar.
Focusing on the real issue, your ass.
Right.
As it should be.
Love it. All right, listen, guys.
No.
Have a safe trip back to California, man.
Thanks. It was good meeting you.
Thanks, man. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure meeting you guys. I hope to see you again.
All right.
And, guys, thanks for having me on the show, you know, phone-wise. And, yes, I will physically be at that friggin' studio, and I'll be out of control as usual, I think. I don't know if I'm out of control normally, but...
Yeah. No, we want you back as soon as possible. Sharky's a standing. May 16th.
I shit on the
Rocket is going to... Rocket's playing with us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Rock out.
Rocket
we can rock out. Right. Yeah, no.
That was the best part of our show last time we played. Rocky getting up and playing bass, man. It was fucking rock.
That was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, the guy kicks ass, man. He's an awesome bass player.
Thank you, sir. Aw, I'm going to give him a hug. He's a good guy.
No, dude, no hugs and freaking adorable shit. Stop.
Listen.
Stop.
I am mentally, like, just dilapidated right now because I just, the fucking information I found out from Kieran before
it's,
just it's destroyed
load
me.
Couch.
I am just fucking scarred for life.
Listen, he's going to go home for Febreze his house.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's just like throwing like a Mexican load. Febreze is Mexican loads. Did you know that? Awesome. So you're going to have Kieran and Mexican load all over your couch.
There you go.
Oh, we're doomed.
God bless.
All right, John. Take care of yourself.
All right, Bubble Asses. I'll speak to you later. Listen, if I'll see you guys in the future, I'll see you in the pasture.
Yeah,
there you go. Whack, Jaggies.
In front of six. Back after this.
All right, see you later. Bye.
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 All right. There goes John from Naked Jedi. Good guy.
He's a good guy.
Sharky, Staten Island. He's from Staten Island, right?
Yeah. So if I get him on next month.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So we're actually booked for a while. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Rock.
What?
So I have to go to
Don't
IKEA.
Talk
Do
to
I
me.
Have to go to IKEA and get a new couch for you?
Pretty much. That's disgusting. You know,
you can sell that bastard on eBay, right? Ray could probably hook that up.
What, with Lunatic Radio couch?
Load couch.
Lunatic Radio load couch.
The load couch. Rocket's
honestly,
load
I'm glad
couch.
You, I'm glad you said it, because I think it would be a bazillion times worse if I found out 6 months down the road. Because now, at least, as soon as I go home, I could do
because,
something about
because
it.
Because you never know. You could be face deep in my, you know, stuff. My funky tasting spunk.
The only positive is that I'm too long. I'm too long for that couch, so I will never, you know, repeat the act you did there. So it's uncomfortable.
Oh,
so
yeah,
especially since it's my place. I could just go to my bed anyway. So
right. Gay sheets.
What's the next stop on the Kieran?
You have no shut the fuck up. You can't talk about my gay sheets, asshole. You're in the fucking doghouse right now.
The next what's the next stop on Kieran's uncomfortable sex tour?
Seriously.
Jones
you can make
Beach.
A fucking shirt.
Jones Beach Amphitheater.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's actually pretty good.
I'll be appearing at Gogan's in August.
Yeah. I'm like, Kieran, I got an extra. I gotta
just bang everybody's houses.
I got a couple extra tickets, Kieran, to a concert. And you want to go? All right, yeah, I got this chick I want to take. And he's sitting right next to me, just banging, doing other stuff. Thanks. Oh.
It's an uncomfortable feeling in the room right now.
Short people are good for
you know,
nothing.
It's more the idea that I live there and it's like, it's there. Like if this, what went down happened in a hotel, I really wouldn't care so much.
You smacked the microphone with your cock a couple weeks ago.
Wow, you're really going to compare that?
Yes.
The strange thing though is that he was out. When we got home and he crashed on the couch, he was out. Out.
Wait a minute, Ray. Wait a minute.
Mm-mm.
It was all a setup.
Holy shit.
Someone got duped.
Someone got duped.
Yeah. Someone was like, oh, I'm all drunk. I don't know what I'm doing. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. Somebody take care of me. Yeah,
I'm just drunk. Oh, man. Let me just put my hands here.
I didn't feel so well.
Oh, man.
I'm a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Son of a bitch. He faked the whole fucking
thing.
Ugh, it makes perfect sense. He probably, when he passed out on the couch, when he woke up, he probably started feeling better. Got enough, little, like, coherent enough. He's like, oh, wait a minute. Now it's time for K-Dog.
Yeah, break out K-Dog.
I can't stand it. Hey, matter of fact, when we were on the train, I was trying to take him out. He pushed me away because I was trying to hold him up.
That's right.
And yet he immediately went to someone else.
That was a pretty good shove he gave you, too. When you were trying to pick him up, Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Here, Karen, let me help. Just fuck away. Oh, come here. I'm gonna pass out again.
I'm going to lay down and act like I'm passing out.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah.
You faked. Oh,
I'm going to wait till Rocket shuts off the lights. All right, the lights just went out. Ray stopped moving.
Fuck your couch.
You waited for, like, the rhythmic breathing,
I
you know,
think
if you were sleeping.
Sounds like Ray's in REM sleep now. Time to get to work.
I'm kind of drunk. Things happen. Blah, blah, blah.
It's time.
You're the worst.
Cramp. Pulled a hammy.
All right, here we go. God.
I fucked your couch.
And then the cold water of Ray getting up. Shut up!
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't hear any of that. Ray, that would have been up all
I
night.
Thought for sure Ray, you heard me.
No, yeah. I heard. I passed out, and I'm glad I did. Because wow. If I found out what was going down.
I think that was part of it, too, because I was very close to passing out. Until I. And then I put it together on hearing the rhythm.
Gotcha.
And was, no.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Ray got up and sprayed some boner killer. It was a nice dose.
Son of a bitch.
Time to go to
that,
break?
That sound clip fucking just sums it up. Here's the bitch.
You know what, Kier? Let me explain something. You know, because you really don't. You really don't know it. And one day you're going to be on the opposite end of it, and you're going to completely understand, and then everything will be, and the world will be right. You fuck that. You will see, and you'll be like, wow, now I understand.
I actually had that happen to me. I think.
No, you see the
somebody dropped a load on my bed one time. It was huge.
Your bed?
My bed. I had to get rid of my bed. I'm not fucking around. Huge load in my bed.
I hear you.
It was like a big.
That's rude. That's really rude.
Yeah.
I think the difference in how Kieran would have handled it, as opposed to how I handled it, is that Kieran would have continued the false sleep breathing and whipped out his cock and started jacking.
Could be right. I'll just save it up. You know. Save it for another day.
This is kind of hot.
Ray's got it.
You got it.
I like Ray's impression of me.
We all
pretty
do
good
this.
Balls.
I'm kind of getting turned on.
This is hot.
They won't hear me, will they?
Yeah.
Clang, clang.
Oh, man.
I had all my change in my pockets, too.
He had like $7 in quarters in his pocket.
Yeah, it was a little clanging. It's all that clanging over there. Ray goes.
Sound like freaking Santa's sleigh going by.
I don't even know.
Stories for years out of this trip.
I don't even know. I had enough stories with this show.
Where's that blanket? You got a blanket too? There was a blanket there somewhere.
Yeah, the blue blanket.
I'd bleach the hell out of that thing when you get home, dude.
I've had that blanket for many years.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Seriously.
It was like it was brand new.
No, it wasn't.
I don't think I did.
I can't even.
Just cut the room out of your apartment.
That whole room
is boarded up.
Quarantined. Yeah. Oh, man.
You don't want an outbreak.
And it was apparent, too, because you guys were all covered up and everything. I mean, I don't know what the hell you were doing, but I just saw sheets moving. And the belt and the pocket full
clink,
of change.
Clink, 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 clink. It probably sounded like I was...
I'm getting rid of that couch and just putting folding chairs in the room.
You can't sleep on a folding chair. No, Kieran will figure out a way.
Yeah, he'll fucking will! Oh, you son of a bitch, he will! I can do it. Oh, look.
I line them all up.
I'm so hammered, I could sleep sitting up here, and you could just, you know, do things here.
No?
God damn it.
Is it good?
What's good? Nothing's good right now, Kieran.
Everything is going wrong tonight.
Everything.
I like the awkwardness.
I miss the karaoke hour. Everything was nice and pretty.
It's not looking so bad now.
Everything was happy.
Everyone starts singing again.
And to think, as I shut that light off, I was like, nah, nothing. It's too many people. It's too many people here. Nah.
Not going to happen.
Says you, my man.
Clearly.
Says you.
Now I know. When you're hammered, you're really just fucking setting up for disaster later.
And I'm thinking, this can't be happening.
I know.
This is not happening right now.
Man, now Ray's in my... I thought I was going to be the only member of that ugly club. Now Ray's officially in. Dues at the end of the month.
Hey, Jen, how you doing?
Yeah, Jen's been quiet for a while.
Been quiet for a little.
You haven't been chiming in.
You guys bicker.
Yeah, we're bickering.
Ray and I bicker in our ship, not like this.
All I'm going to say is I cannot wait to go out to California. Everyone's going to learn. Everyone's going to learn.
No one's staying at my house.
No, I don't want to.
No, I don't want to.
I'm bringing luggage, Ray. You know what I mean?
Testy left and testy right.
I'm bringing my bag.
Yeah, you're bringing your bag.
And I'm bringing my belt, and I'm bringing my pocket full of change.
All right.
Yeah, Ray might move if you guys ever came to California.
Well, that would involve them actually finding out where I live, which will never happen now.
Yeah. Well, Ray, I'm sorry. I mean, obviously, I couldn't do anything to stop it. Because I really thought, as I closed those lights...
You could have hit me with, like, a broom or something.
Because I was thinking for a split second, I'm like, if I say something, I'll look like a dick. But now in hindsight, I should have. Should have just said,
don't bang on my couch.
Well, it was all confusing, too, because, you know, like I said, I was straight up ready to punch someone in the gut. But in the pile of mess going on there, I didn't know which pile was which.
All right. Which pile was which?
So
I know, that would have been really bad. That
just could have turned ugly. And
yeah. Ow!
My change!
Man, my couch.
Ugh. You
want to go to break, Karen? Mm. Compose yourself?
Nah, we're pretty much done anyways.
No, we're done.
My couch.
I just like letting Rock sit here on...
I can't even imagine.
Makes for good radio.
Because I'm trying to put myself... Would I do that? I'm like, I really can't imagine doing that. I really can't. Ugh. Ugh. God damn it. I
can't imagine doing that. Of course you can.
Someone else's couch. No, see that's the problem.
You've never had sex outside of a place you live or something?
That's exactly right. I never have.
You gotta get out more.
Although I did have it in the park once. So that's technically outside. Obviously, it's not someone else's couch there.
In a park. I've never done it in a park.
And not in front of an audience.
Right, exactly. This was like deep in the woods.
This is not like bar night. Bar night, come over to Adam's sofa.
Come on. Bar night on Rock's sofa.
Hey, damn right.
Shut up. Don't agree. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
As your punishment, you're not allowed to play my clips for a week. And that's starting next week. I mean, not this week. Oh, you're the worst. I'm hungry.
Load couch.
Shut up. I need Josh back here to comfort me because this is just awful.
Hey, Jen, how you doing?
Hey, we're for the half hour.
Yeah. We're going to do silent awkwardness with everyone.
I want to thank everybody for coming to the bar night. Thank you very much.
And a special thank you to Ray and Jen for coming out all the way from California.
Yeah, no, thank you guys so much for
thank
coming out.
Thank you so much for having us out.
And Ray will never come back here?
Yeah, we'll probably never be invited back.
Let's review what I've learned in my trip to New York. Never share a room with Kieran McCann.
Yes! Word to everyone out there, don't ever share a room with Kieran.
Every time.
All right.
You just get to hear this. Exactly.
All right. Thanks to Ray and Jim coming out.
And it was a pleasure meeting everyone out at the bar night.
Definitely.
And can't wait till the next one.
Sure.
Maybe.
I'll have my own hotel room that time.
Yeah. Thanks for John for taking Jedi. Thanks to John for making Jedi calling in. And we'll see you guys next week.
Don't run home.
With Patrick Conjumer.
Patrick!
And I think maybe Richard Patrick. Phil.
A bunch of Patricks.
So there we go. Josh will be back next week as well. I'm just going to go. I can't talk to you. Bye, Jen. Bye, Ray.
Bye-bye.
It's a 13, I tell you. A 13.
Smell like cake.
You sound like a gangster now.